This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. We still don't know if the payroll tax break that we've seen all this year will last into next. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more live in Washington.
The Senate defeated two plans last night to extend that tax cut, one by Democrats, one by the GOP. Senate Republicans, led by Mitch McConnell, want to pay for that 2% payroll tax cut extension with spending cuts.
Our plan protects Social Security and reduces the federal deficit.
Which, says Democratic leader Harry Reid, creates a new problem.
We're trying to create jobs. They're going to cut jobs.
House Speaker John Boehner says payroll tax relief helps the economy. A number of experts believe the failure of the two competing Senate bills was necessary to reach an eventual compromise. Ron?
Rich, in six western states, this will be a day to clean up everything the wind blew down.
There was a guest room behind the garage where my mother-in-law stays. She won't be staying there any longer.
And that's because a tree fell down on his house in Northern California's Tuolumne County. More than 250,000 customers were without power this morning in Southern California. Gusts sometimes exceeding 100 miles an hour blew through the Intermountain West. The storm that brought the wind headed to the plains and Midwest. Germany's leader doesn't sound all that enthusiastic about the plan to manage Europe's debt crisis. Live in London, Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin.
Yeah, she says what the measures promised so far are not enough, and what the 17 euro currency countries need to do is agree stricter tax and spend controls, now for the long term. Chancellor Angela Merkel speaking today, a week before European leaders meet to consider perhaps treaty changes. She calls that summit make or break time for the European Union. Stock markets here are up towards 2% right now. Ron?
Alistair, less than a month until our troops come home from Iraq, the winding down of operations meant today's handoff of Camp Victory back to Iraq. Camp Victory used to be the palace compound. That was where Saddam Hussein lived. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
The deals are sizzling this winter on John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools during the Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing or choose hot cash back offers. Either way, you'll save big. Get to your John Deere dealer now. Offer ends January 31st, 2012. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Sufo Prater in Bryan, Navasota, Temple, Cameron, and Taylor. Or online at cptractor.com. Or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-OTT.
You heard the news. You heard the sports. Now read and review. Whatever we said, we've put it online. This is 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Christmas Angels are a way for you to help a specially selected group of children have a gift to open on Christmas morning. You can view the entire list of children's wishes at MyChristmasAngels.com or pick out an angel from the tree set up at either Blue Baker location, 201 Dominick Drive in College Station or 800 University Drive across from the Hilton. Some wishes are simple, some are larger. These children have Christmas wishes like any child. We hope you'll choose to help them on Christmas morning.
The 85th Annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade inside Santa's Workshop is this Sunday at 2. Come rain or shine, plan to be there as we announce the official start to the Christmas holiday season. Look in Sunday's Eagle for a listing of all the entries. Then, be along the parade route Sunday at 2. The parade starts at Polo Road on University Drive and turns north on Texas Avenue. Kids, bring your Santa letters and give them to Santa himself. The 85th Annual Christmas Parade inside Santa's Workshop, sponsored by KAMU, The Eagle, and the Right Jolly Old Elves here at Bryan Broadcasting.
The seasons are changing, and so are the specials at Rattler's convenience stores. Need a quick breakfast? Grab any pastry with Rattler's in-store 25-cent off coupon and get on your way. Thirsty? Buy any 2 2-liter sodas and get one free. A little cold beer for all the games? Then you'll love the $19.99 a case price for all the Bud, Miller, and Coors family of beers. Rattler's convenience stores. Friendly, clean, Jackson.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Center,
I just woke up and my car was stolen.
Are you in a safe location?
Yeah, my car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they pushed her car out to get to my car.
Do you have the stolen vehicle report number?
550.
If your car is stolen, new OnStar FMV can help locate it with GPS. And now you can get this protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Brook Court. It's stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have units going out there.
This is Pete.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police should be contacting you shortly. Thanks so much.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
Press 1 if you are having trouble posting a job to our online job site.
Okay.
Press 5 if you're calling between 9 and 10 a.m. on a Wednesday or Tuesday. 6 for all other times except Thursday.
We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. The job site where you can talk to an actual living customer service person whenever you need.
You are the next caller in line.
Okay, all right.
Goodbye.
Ugh. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. It was several years ago that I needed a new roof. Yeah, there'd been a hailstorm in College Station, and I'd never gotten a new roof before. Had no idea who to call, what to do, how much was this going to cost me. Boy, this was going to be a hassle. Well, it wasn't, because I called Schulte Roofing. Boy, they did everything. Not just put on a new roof, which they did in about a day and a half, completely professionally, did all the cleanup. I just had to sit and just watch that. But before they ever came out, David sat down with me. He told me about the different grades of roofs that I could get, the different warranties that came with each one. And then he told me to the penny exactly how much insurance would pay, how much would be left for me to pay. So it was no ordeal, no hassle, no questions. Just brought me a whole lot of satisfaction and peace of mind, and you can get it too. So why don't you call Schulte Roofing right now, 1-800-4-ROOF, or go to SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
WTAW News Time, 607, 59 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today, tonight, and tomorrow. Warm temperatures for the next couple of days, and then another cold front is coming. We'll tell you all about that coming up in your forecast. But first, the news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. As has become par for the course, social media and internet rumor drove the speculation about Mike Sherman's future as head football coach at Texas A&M. And it all came out Thursday night as the university announced it had fired Sherman. WTAW's Tom Turbeville has more.
Well, 500 was not good enough for A&M to continue Coach Mike Sherman's tenure as head football coach, not the 25-25 record over 4 years, nor the 6-6 record this regular season. And the school released Sherman last night, despite having 3 years remaining on his contract. Sherman reportedly met with members of the Board of Regents yesterday and was on the road recruiting when he got the word of his firing. Sherman's departure is immediate, and today it's expected that an interim coach will be named to lead the Aggies in a bowl game. Tom Turbeville, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Of course, the next round of speculation is already underway, and that revolves around the next head coach. Tom will have more on that coming up in sports. There's an Aggie leaving College Station that's not part of the football program. The department head of nuclear engineering is headed to Las Vegas and the company managing and operating the National Nuclear Proving Ground. Officials at the Nevada National Security Site say Raymond Giusitis will take over as president January 5th. The 59-year-old Giusitis came to A&M 4 years ago. His department ranks second nationally for undergraduates and third for graduate students. Before coming to Aggieland, Giusitis worked at the Lawrence, Livermore, and Los Alamos National Laboratories. House Republicans are drafting legislation to renew an expiring unemployment benefits program and intend to add that to an extension of payroll tax cuts in Social Security. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan favors letting the payroll tax cuts expire December 31st, saying the 2% tax reduction to employees is not working.
If you had to do something that was going to damage Social Security Trust Fund, it would have been better done on the employer side so that the employer would have had more money to hire more people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's going to be extended or not, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm not in favor of extending it because we need to be fixing Social Security, not accelerating its demise.
The measure is expected on the House floor as early as next week. Gasoline prices keep getting cheaper across the state, although we've maybe seen just a little bit of an uptick in the price at the pump.
The statewide average fell 6 cents over the week. In fact, lots of us are paying below $3 a gallon. Energy analyst Tom Closa says we can thank weak demand.
This is break time. When you see the days get very, very short and the nights get very, very bitter and cold, particularly in the north, that's when gasoline prices tend to hit a contra-seasonal or off-season bottom.
Now, we're paying a lot more than we did a year ago. Closa says these are the most expensive start of December prices for every part of the country. He thinks prices will keep dropping through the winter and then hit all-time highs come spring. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Texas Democrats are asking the Supreme Court to deny Texas's request for an emergency stay of new redistricting maps. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott has asked the high court to prevent the use of court-drawn congressional and legislative boundaries. He suggested affected primary elections could be pushed back from March 6th until May. But in a response filed Thursday, the Texas Democrat Party argues that a stay would lead to a massive disruption of the election and would cause massive voter confusion. Get sent for another great BCS Christmas parade. Committee member Missy Peterson of Bryan Broadcasting says entries are up to 111 this year.
Most of our youth groups are all going to be elves in Santa's workshop. Santa doesn't come actually until the last float because we don't want to confuse anybody. But along the way, we'll see lots of creative ideas for a look inside Santa's workshop.
A reminder to kids of all ages to write a letter to Santa and include your address so St. Nick can reply. Sunday's parade starts at 2 from the A&M campus, east on University to Texas Avenue, then north to the Tejas Center in Bryan. Organizers of College Station's first Christmas at the Creek are looking for volunteers. Sheila Walker says people are needed the next two Friday and Saturday nights at Wolfpin Creek Park.
We're looking for people to help us make and serve the hot cocoa and people to help sing on the hay rides and people just to answer questions and generally help guests. And so we'll give everyone a great orientation when they show up.
You can call the United Way Volunteer Center or the Wolfpin Creek office to sign up. Santa Paws is coming to town. Crystal Gervais of the Brazos Animal Shelter says it's a special promotion on Saturday from noon until 3.
What we're doing is there'll be a bake sale, a raffle. You can make your own ornaments so you can bring out your pets or your small children and stamp their paw print or handprint onto the ornament.
Shelter representatives will also be at Wolfpin Creek Park on Saturday evening for the Christmas at the Creek event. WTAW News Time is 6:12, 59 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Now's the time when you're planning on what kind of Christmas cards to get. One kind to go to family and friends, and another kind to go to customers and associates. Why make all that extra work for yourself? Customize your very own Christmas cards this year at Copy Corner. You can even use company logos. So stop making multiple trips to the store when you forget to send a card to your dear great Uncle Larry. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY. That's 694-2679. Or go by their store on Texas Avenue in College Station across from Outback.
Tired of the same old song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there's a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. All types of roofing, from composition to metal. Check out all their products at americaschoiceroofers.com. For quality workmanship and affordable prices, make the right choice. America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-569-7600.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Periods of clouds and sunshine through today with a chance of a shower or two. Just a few of those out there. High temperature around 70 this afternoon. Tonight we're back in the upper 50s, so it's going to be a mild night with lots of clouds. And then tomorrow we may squeeze out a shower here and there. Temperature low 70s. Chance of showers in mid-50s on Saturday night. And much cooler on Sunday, mid to upper 50s with more clouds than sun. And some occasional showers with a slight chance of a thunderstorm as well. I'm Gary Vest, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We will, of course, talk more about the firing of head coach Mike Sherman yesterday and the speculation of who might be Texas A&M's next football coach. We'll talk more about all of that. Of course, the Aggie volleyball team won last night. They advanced to the round of 32 in the NCAA tournament. They'll play Kentucky tonight. We'll talk some Aggie basketball also. And we got some college football on the tube tonight. That and more coming up in sports.
Did Gary say we're going to squeeze out a shower?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Can we? Do we need to get the yell leaders in here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Never mind.
All right. Oh. There's a picture.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we see it. Well, not nearly enough. But anyway, so for two Florida municipal employees, an alleged plan to cast a supernatural spell on their boss was anything but super. Okay. Once again, you think you know your coworkers, but how do you feel the first time one of your coworkers approaches you about the idea of casting a supernatural spell on your boss?
Sweet.
I'm still waiting for that.
I know. Well, yeah. And again, it's kind of like you think you know somebody, and then they decide, let's play the supernatural spell card.
Hey, Scott, you want to come over to the house? Oh, sure. What are we doing? Oh, you know, we thought we'd sit around and have a little coffee, and baked a cake, and later on we're going to bust out the Ouija board and put a spell on Ben.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, I'll sell you Amway.
Sure.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's right. And you'll buy it, because I'll put a spell on you.
You will buy it.
Due to some supposedly mystical bird seed.
Oh, this story has everything.
It does. And a janitor who blew the whistle on the entire plan.
Oh, he needs a woman in curlers describing the tornado.
One employee has been fired from her post at the North Miami Police Department.
Oh, my.
And a recommendation for termination is pending for the other. Veteran police officer Elizabeth Torres and office manager Yvonne Rodriguez curse was to take place in August. And but amid the budget cuts and planned layoffs, but they never got past the planning stages. The employees were conspiring to place bird seed in the city manager's office.
Oh, my.
To get him to leave. The belief being that if you sprinkle the bird seed around, it will make the person want to leave. But since they didn't have access to the city manager's office, the two approached a janitor, hoping that they could recruit her to sprinkle the seeds. Janitor told her boss, end of scheme. So is it, and again, let's see.
I'm not sure you're juju, man.
But again, Torres and Rodriguez, of course, those may be married names. We don't know what their maiden names might be. They could be from the islands. But it it says, we don't know who approached who. Don't know if Elizabeth went to Yvonne or vice versa. It's simply they came up with this plan. Now, that in itself is pretty much a shot in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to try to add a third person to this? And again, don't you kind of feel them out ahead of time? You know, like you're walking by the...
it is an odd conspiracy.
And you go, so what do you think about mystical bird seed? I mean,
yeah.
I was just thinking about it.
Don't you need to have some sort of a precursor before you actually go into the entire scheme, or do you just spill your guts? Yeah, we want to sprinkle the bird seed in the city manager's office so they'll leave. Sure, I'm all in. I'll be glad to do that for you. Let me just go get the broom down the hall, and it'll be just fine.
You know, they throw birdseed at weddings now.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
Be
yeah.
careful.
That's right.
And they leave after that, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Info.
Mason.
Mystery solved.
There you go.
Throw the mystical birdseed and they climb into a vehicle.
That's right. And go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happily ever after. Sometimes.
Yeah. How scary.
Uh-huh.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Russ Harvell. Linda and I would like to thank the Brazos Valley for voting Texas Trading Post best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Come see us at txtraders.com.
619, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Before we do birthdays, we want to wish everybody a happy National Fritters Day.
It is.
Go have you a fritter.
Now, I'm thinking apple and corn. Do you know of any others?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So anyway.
No.
Mention.
Maybe an apricot.
Could be.
You could do peach.
Yeah, I guess you could. Okay, so anyway.
Prune.
Yeah.
National.
Prune fritter. That'll make you regular.
Oh, God. Y'all won't come over and prune fritter.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to talk mama into making another batch. Yeah, that'll be good.
Well, it is the holidays.
It is, absolutely. All right, here we go.
It's December the 2nd, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today or this weekend, for that matter.
Prune fritter.
Yes, sir. Prune fritters. I think we gave the tuna boys another.
Could be.
They could work on that. Yeah. Julie Harris, the actress, is old. Oh, she's 86.
Very nice. Yeah.
She's 86 years old today. Yeah. You know, she was like the love interest in Dr. Zhivago, or one of them.
Well, you're an old guy, Tom.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
That stuff happens.
Yeah, she's 86 years old today. Actress Kathy Lee Crosby. Mm. You remember her?
Actress, huh?
Yeah, she was
what he
in
said.
That, and she was in that. That's Incredible.
Yeah, of course.
Right. She's 63 years old today. Lucy Liu is 43 years old today. She's an actress and was also a host, right? She's in Ally McBeal and Charlie's Angels movies, too.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And, news anchor Stone Phillips. He's a Texan, isn't he, from Waxahachie or Ennis or something like that?
What is he doing now?
I don't know.
Is he still, yeah.
He's 57. Now, who was Dan Butler in Frasier? He's 57.
He played Bulldog, the sports guy.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. He's 57 years old today. And singer Nelly Furtado is 33 years old today. She's a singer-songwriter. I'm Like a Bird in 2001.
Mm-hmm. Sure, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. And Britney Spears' birthday
is
today.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, she's 30 years old. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers.
How's he doing this year?
Well, you know, pretty
doing
good.
Okay, yeah, seems
to be
all right.
You know, that guy that wasn't good enough to, fill Brett Favre's shoes, think he's done it rather well.
He's won as many Super Bowls as Brett Favre has.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's right.
And a lot sooner. And is in a pretty funny State Farm commercial, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, he is. Monica Seles, the tennis player, 38 years old. That's all I got for today.
And that's enough.
Is that enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Coming up tomorrow, Ozzy Osbourne turned 63.
Showing.
Yeah. Years old. Andy Williams is still with us, isn't he?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's 84 years old tomorrow. Julianne Moore.
He's calling Julie Harris saying, you're still older than I am.
Yeah, that's right.
Noogies on you.
Even if you're 84, you don't give noogies to an 86-year-old woman.
That's true.
That's never acceptable.
That's right.
Think he has help putting the sweaters on, the snowflake
sweaters?
Oh,
you think? Yeah. Or picking out colors at least, right? Julianne Moore is 51 years old from 30 Rock. Uh-huh. Julianne Moore, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Played Jack's love interest.
Love interest from Baston.
There she goes. She's done a few flicks also. Daryl Hannah is 51 years old.
Tom didn't point out sometimes in those movies she has a hard time keeping her clothes on.
She does. Been a time or two.
That's right. I partied with her sister one time. I did. Yeah, that's another story. Brendan.
Wow. no kidding.
Well, it was with about 50 other people.
Don't let the kids get up just yet. This conversation
right.
may get a little racy.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser, the actor, turns 43 years old tomorrow. And Brian Bonsall from Family Ties.
He was the little kid. How old is he now?
He's 30.
The kid from Family Ties is almost the exact same age as Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
As it would be.
And Amanda Seyfried from Mamma Mia is 26 years old tomorrow. That's all I got for tomorrow.
Katerina Vitt.
Oh, ooh, God, why'd I miss her?
Yeah, be 46 years old. Says here she did Playboy modeling.
Yes, she did.
She shucked her duds after that Olympic.
She did some dud shucking.
She did.
All right, there you go.
She did.
Rick Mears is 60, be a racer boy.
Well,
and
still alive.
Lauren Roman, you didn't mention Lauren from All My Children?
No,
36
I don't watch
years
All
old?
My Children.
Well, no one does anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, that's
there
it.
There you go. Sunday, Wink Martindale will be 77 years old.
Tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges will be 62 years old on Sunday. Marissa Tomei. We'll be. She's shucked a dud too in a movie one time. She's 47 years old. Boy, we got a lot of dud shuckers here this weekend. She's 47 years old today, and Tyra Banks. Don't know that she's shucked her duds, but
I bet
she's been asked to. She's 38 years old. She's the fashion icon. That's all I got.
Jeff Bridges, 62, and
Jethro.
Jethro Max Baer Jr.
I swear, really?
He'll be open in a parking lot this weekend along with Ellie Mae. 74.
How about
there
that?
There you go.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
I don't know how sick and mean-spirited liberals are. Here you have the daughter of Newt Gingrich going to a mother and saying, hey, Mom, can I debunk this story that Dad served you divorce papers while you were dying of cancer? And can I point out that you were the one that requested the divorce? And can I tell everybody the story's not true? Does this stop liberals like Bill Press from going forward and advancing a lie against somebody? Of course not. They just use it to advance it and then add Herman Cain to the mix.
I got to tell you, I feel a little sorry for Herman Cain. You know, if only he had waited until his wife was dying of cancer before he had an affair, he could be number one in the polls today, Joy.
Yes, all peace and love from liberals that say conservatives want dirty air and dirty water.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Center.
I just woke up and my car was stolen.
Are you in a safe location?
Yeah, my car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they push her car out to get to my car.
Do you have the stolen vehicle report number?
550.
If your car is stolen, new OnStar FMV can help locate it with GPS. And now you can get this protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Brook Court. It's stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have units going out there.
This is Pete.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police should be contacting you shortly. Thanks so much.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
The Customs of Christmas. As a custom of Christmas, central to many holiday decorating plans are tiny figures of winged angels. Did you ever wonder why angels have wings? I'll tell you in a moment.
This year, Galleria Day Spa takes pride in bringing you the Customs of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW. You're invited to listen to these original, heartwarming stories about the most wonderful time of the year. Keep listening for the Customs of Christmas, brought to you three times daily by Galleria Day Spa, voted best day spa in this year's Best of the Brazos survey. Shop Galleria Day Spa for all of your gift giving this year. And remember to listen to the Customs of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A custom of Christmas, figures of winged angels. But why do angels have wings? Because Christian art is a blend of Jewish mysticism and Greek imagery. The Jews thought of God as having no bodily form. His messengers were human in appearance. But to the Greek artists and poets, a God appeared as the perfect man or woman with superhuman powers. And the messenger of the divinity must have the means of swift, graceful flight. Thus, Christian artists gave their angels the wings of victory and Eros and the genius. Before the change became final, there was a long period of resistance and doubt, but it did happen and created another custom of Christmas.
Eager anticipation. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Steve Knight. Stock futures are strongly higher this morning ahead of the Labor Department's release of the November jobs report. Experts think it will show about 125,000 new jobs were created, but that wouldn't be enough to change the 9% unemployment rate. The key stock averages are up 7% or more so far this week. The president of the European Central Bank has signaled that it might start doing more to help solve the debt crisis if Eurozone governments do more to make sure that struggling countries cut their deficits. The Wall Street Journal reports that this suggests details are emerging about a deal that investors have long been wanting. Now, the United States is one of just a few big countries where manufacturing expanded faster last month than the month before. Surveys of purchasing managers show that manufacturing slowed in most other countries. The Wall Street Journal reports that this might mean a global economic slowdown just as the U.S. recovery is speeding up. I'm Steve Knight with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:29. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. 75 or so for a high temperature today. About the same thing for tomorrow. Low each night around 60. There will be a slight chance of showers today, tonight, and tomorrow. Then the change as Saturday night. We'll have a 60% chance of showers, and winds are going to come around. And so Sunday we're looking at a 60% chance of rain. Start at 59, and it'll fall through the day. Sunday night, a low of 41 degrees and a 60% chance of rain. We'll continue that chance of showers also on Monday as well, so keeping our fingers crossed. Right out, humidity is 90%. Winds are from the east at 9. We have overcast skies, and it's 60 out there.
Having children can bring great joy to a family, but having children can bring trouble to a marriage. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
All month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on select Neutro Natural Choice dog food and 38.5-pound bonus bags with 10% more free. Natural Choice dog food provides precise, superior nutrition for your pet. Don't miss these great deals and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through January 1st, 2012.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
When a couple has children, things change.
Couples often experience, and they're surprised to experience, the depths of dissatisfaction with their marriage when they have young children.
Carol Breese, author of the book What Happy Parents Do, says often the belief is children will bring joy to the marriage.
And they do bring great joy in many lives. But children also demand a lot of our energy and attention. And a lot of couples end up turning away from one another when they have young children to the detriment of their marriage.
So successful couples find ways to stay connected so the relationship stays strong.
I'll share one quick example. It's a couple who has their own private stash of one of their favorite indulgences buried deep in the basement freezer. And after they put their kids to bed, instead of date night or, you know, needing to go out, they sneak down to the basement, and they dig out this frozen cookie dough that they have, and they sit on the floor, and they eat it, and they talk. It's like their own little date right in their house.
Developing these little rituals can work magic in a marriage, says Carol, and it doesn't necessarily take two people to get started.
One person can make a change, and most often, the other person will reciprocate in kind. Even if not the first day, will likely come to expect it, to enjoy it, and start enacting the same kinds of behaviors.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:32, 59 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today in the mid-70s with a slight chance of showers. We'll tell you more about that coming up after this look at news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. They care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A whirlwind 24 hours driven by rumor and speculation came to a climax Thursday night as Texas A&M fired head coach Mike Sherman, head football coach, that is, WTAW's Tom Turbeville has been following the story and has more.
Coach Mike Sherman reportedly got the final word of his firing while on the road recruiting last night. He had met with Board of Regents members earlier in the day. Sherman's 25-25 record over 4 years and 6-6 record this season evidently weren't good enough numbers as the Aggies venture to the tough SEC West Division next season. The school says that the buyout for Sherman's final 3 years of his current contract will be some $5.8 million. An interim coach will be named, probably today, to lead A&M in the bowl game. Tom Turbeville, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
More speculation is underway now as to whom the Aggies will target as their next head coach. Tom will have much more coming up in sports. The new leader of the company that manages and operates the National Nuclear Proving Grounds north of Las Vegas will come from Texas A&M. The head of the nation of the school's nuclear engineering department is leaving after 4 years. 59-year-old Raymond Jusitis will start January 5th as president of the Nevada National Security Site. Before coming to College Station, Jusitis worked at the Los Alamos and Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories. A&M's program is ranked second among undergraduates and third among graduate students nationally. Congressman Bill Flores isn't planning on extending a cut of the Social Security payroll tax. Flores says the 2% reduction on the employee's portion of the payroll tax just further bankrupts the Social Security system.
And that 2% tax cut really didn't do a lot to stimulate the economy. The metrics are not showing that it worked. If you had to do something that was going to damage Social Security Trust Fund, it would have been better done on the employer side so that the employer would have had more money to hire more people.
Officials say House Republicans are drafting legislation to renew an expiring unemployment benefits program and intend to add it to the payroll tax cut extension that's due to run out December 31st. A Texas senator is making a plea to reverse a White House decision that halted a large F-16 fighter order from Fort Worth Lockheed Martin. We get more on that from Chuck Schechner.
Taiwan has ordered 66 F-16s to modernize its military, but the Obama administration halted the plan. Republican Senator John Cornyn was on the floor of the Senate this morning, touting an amendment that would reverse that decision and let the sale go through.
This F-16 sale would be an export-driven job machine for our country at a time when unemployment's at 9%, and when the number one issue on America's agenda is job creation.
Cornyn says Taiwan is a strong U.S. ally, and the jets would help end a military imbalance Taiwan has against China. The F-16s are built at Lockheed Martin's Fort Worth plant. In the Fort Worth Bureau, Chuck Schechner, TSN News.
Online game maker Zynga says it plans to raise up to $1.15 billion in an initial public offering of 115 million shares in the latest in a spate of Internet IPOs. The maker of popular games Farmville and Mafia Wars says in a Securities and Exchange filing it plans to sell the shares at up to $10 a share. Zynga said in July it planned to go public, but tech IPOs aren't always hit. Shares of Groupon, for example, are trading below their IPO price. Examples of being inside Santa's workshop will be in full force Sunday afternoon at the 85th BCS Christmas Parade. Committee member Missy Peterson of Bryan Broadcasting reminds everyone to bring a letter for Santa.
And as long as they have a return address, which their parents can help them write, they will receive a letter back from Santa Claus just in time for Christmas.
Santa's sleigh caps 111 entries in this year's parade, which begins Sunday afternoon at 2. The parade route goes from University Drive and Polo on the A&M campus, east to Texas Avenue, then north to the Tejas Center in Bryan. College Station's Christmas at the Creek debuts tonight at Wolfpin Creek Park. Sheila Walker says volunteers are needed to serve refreshments, sing on hayrides, and answer general questions.
We still need a few volunteers for all four nights of holiday celebrations. Most of the shifts start around 5 o'clock or 5:30, and you can work 2 hours or 4 hours.
Advance registration is requested by calling the Wolfpin Creek office or by going by the United Way Volunteer Center. The Brazos Animal Shelter is launching the holiday season with a special promotion. Crystal Gervais says the fundraiser includes the opportunity to customize ornaments with paw prints and small hands.
We're going
to
have bows and different types of Christmas things that we'll be selling. And that's during our open hours on Saturday.
The event called Santa Paws is tomorrow from noon until 3 at the shelter on Leonard Road. WTAW News Time is 6:37, 59 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If cancer is discovered, you want the best treatment. It isn't time to try somebody out, take risks, or just hope for good outcomes. St. Joseph understands. They didn't become best in the region by compromising. Protocols, pinpoint accurate equipment, their award-winning team, everything top to bottom was designed to give you the very best chance of defeating cancer. It's why cancer survivors sing St. Joseph's praises every winning day. saint-joseph.org/cancer.
Folks everywhere know that FiberMax cotton means high yields, longer fiber, and remarkable quality.
But what they might not know is that for cotton growers like me, FiberMax makes a global impact. You see, the cotton I raise right here is in demand by buyers
from mills worldwide, like me. Our mills specify the quality of FiberMax, and we come to America to secure it. So this season,
plant high-yielding FiberMax cotton from Bayer Crop Science and weave a global connection of quality that is pure FiberMax.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business. For 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Through today, we'll see clouds and some occasional sun. There may be a few widely scattered showers, and temperatures fairly mild, around 70 this afternoon. Tonight's going to be mild, upper 50s, with mainly cloudy skies, and tomorrow's going to be a warm day, low 70s, more clouds than sun, maybe a couple of scattered showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in 50s on Saturday night. We're holding in the 50s on Sunday, much cooler by then, with lots of clouds and some occasional showers. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up in sports, we will talk all about the Texas A&M situation as the Aggies will be looking for a new head football coach to go into the SEC West. We'll also talk some Aggie basketball and Aggie volleyball. Basketball team's getting ready for a busy weekend, and the volleyball team will play tonight for a chance to the Sweet 16. We got that and more coming up in sports.
There is some rain actually already out there. It's kind of marching up I-35. It's gone through Austin, and it's headed up toward Waco. Over on the western side of Burleson County, there's a little bit of rain going on there. But if you headed to Temple, and I don't know why the hell you would be,
there's a lot of rain over there right now.
Yeah, well, anyway, yeah. I'm sure there's many people living in Temple are happy to be there. But anyway, the coaching story is obviously big enough. We'll talk about that in the next hour. Just so you know that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see here. What did you have in the news? I'm making a mental note.
Fire up the old backhoe and back up the news.
That's okay. We'll do it next hour.
I've got it right here.
Oh, do you? Okay. Yeah.
It's not a big deal, Scooter.
Okay. Okay.
What else you got to talk about, Scooter?
Politics.
What you got?
We got fluff at the end, but it's good fluff.
It is good fluff.
Got that Santa Paws at the shelter.
Happy fluff at the Paws place.
Christmas at the Cree.
Santa in the silt, as we call it.
Right.
And they're glad you do.
We just got to keep that marketing going. That's for sure.
That Christmas parade going.
That's coming up, isn't it? Not the holiday parade?
I'm pretty sure. Okay. I'm pretty sure I'd get fired if I called it that.
Be the Christmas parade.
Christmas parade is going to be on the Sabbath.
It's kind of like having a holiday menorah.
Technically, the Sabbath is Saturday.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh well, yeah. Okay.
Just counting.
Then we had Zynga's doing the IPO thing.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Now, and we got a little story this morning about Facebook and why in the midst of this down economy, they're doing an IPO. And Zynga may fall in the same category. So we'll see.
Yeah. So if you get some of that, do you sing, I got a Zynga? Do you hear that? Sorry, I just missed that reference.
I'm not sure.
I don't know that.
You don't know that song? Oh, is that an old camp song? Y'all never sang that around the fire?
No.
I went to cool kids.
I got a Zynga, Zynga, Zynga. I got a Zynga, Zynga, Zoom.
You didn't hear what he said, did you?
No.
I went to cool kids camp.
I didn't go
to nerd camp.
Well, we missed you.
Well, there you are.
Yeah, because I was out of place at Cool Kids Camp. So.
Okay. All right. Guess what?
Chase, you know you didn't go to Cool Kids Camp. You went to Fat Camp.
My
mom says I'm husky.
I guess it's just a coastal region thing.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Could be it.
All right.
Then we had Senator Cornyn talking about the F-16 order.
Oh, yeah.
And we had, your conversation with the congressman.
Uh-huh.
And then pretty cool, they got this guy leaving the nuclear engineering department, and he's going to be kind of a big boss at the, with the old nuclear proving grounds there north of Las Vegas.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Go out there and see if the sand still glows at the dark. So, the White House may want to think twice about, next time releasing the comments of their leader of the free world.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what happened? Well, what's he done?
He was at a private fundraiser, and according to the transcript released by the White House, the president said the following at a private fundraiser on Monday night. Now, we don't know which one because he had like four of them. But he said, quote, "And I always tell Malia and Sasha,
you got to warn me.
I'm sorry
about these things.
If Rick is nearby." He said,
you know, because Rick's a busy man.
I know. So this was a Monday night fundraiser in New York City, and the president is quoted, and he said, "And I always tell
Malia and Sasha, Sasha, Malia, Sasha, Malia, Sasha, Malia,
and see, again,
Sasha, Malia, and Sasha."
Sibling rivalry is everywhere.
Sasha.
Why doesn't she get top billing? Why can't she have top billing?
She got emphasis. Malia got top billing. Sasha got emphasis.
Well, but
Malia.
I don't.
Sasha.
But I don't know.
Malia's the elder, right?
Since we don't have, since we don't have the audio, we don't know if the president says it that way. I don't know. Do you want to have a breakout focus group and we'll see which one's older? I'm not sure.
I think it's Malia.
Okay, it's fine. Yeah. Anyway, he said, "As I always tell Malia and Sasha, look, you guys, I don't worry about you. I mean, I worry the way parents worry, but they're on a path that is going to be successful even if the country as a whole is not successful."
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So my kids will be okay.
The president of the United States said that.
Yeah.
How's it looking from that ivory tower?
But that's our vision of America. I don't want an America where my kids are living behind walls and gates and can't feel a part of a country that is giving everybody a shot. Good gravy, Marie. I mean, you're kidding me, right?
So I don't want my kids to be elitist, but my kids are elitist.
Yeah, well, and, you know, if the country ends up having a bunch of losers, I don't want to have anything to do with that.
Again, my daughters will still interact with them, is what he's saying.
Sure.
But they'll be fine.
And what does he mean when he says, even if the country as a whole is not successful? I mean, I'm sorry, but I believe we want our leaders to be cheerleaders as well.
Well, Scott, come on. Now, you know, that's very aristocratic of him. I mean, that actually does smack of 18th century France and, the things that got people in an uproar at the Bastille.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we wouldn't.
You can get angry over that, but you could also be scared to death over that. You know, the president making a statement like that.
Hello.
Good morning. Yeah. You ever wonder if the president, why he's always seems to be on the wrong side of things, like whether it's Occupy Wall Street or denigrating America? George Bush made some gaffes. Rick Perry makes some gaffes, but it's never these gaffes where they just down cut and downgrade.
Yeah,
America.
No, this is not a misspeak. I mean, it's obvious he didn't misspeak. Mm-hmm. This is not a gaffe. This is, he believes this on a level, which is really frightening.
Even if the country is not successful.
Yeah, as a
whole.
This
is the danger of this man without a teleprompter.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
And I think should hire a realtor and put the White House on the market and help pay off our national debt.
Yeah,
he's never there.
Yeah, it's got some good livable square footage, you know.
So anyway, so that's right there. I imagine the other folks will be talking about that this morning.
You think?
But,
Yeah, you think Rush will latch hold of that?
I think probably so.
Well, if that's the official transcript, you got to think that there's some audio somewhere.
Someplace. Somebody had their phone up and going. Now, whether or not they'll share it, we don't know. And the other thing that we were talking about this at the house last night. Maybe the strangest thing of this whole Herman Cain deal is, well, he's going to talk to his wife today.
For just a second.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that finds it odd that this is being made, and I don't know if this is how it's actually playing out or if it's just how it's being portrayed.
Okay.
That he and his wife have to make an appointment with each other?
Well, and again,
if I need to talk to my wife, you know what? I have her cell number!
Well, no, he has said that he has talked to her. This will be his first. He made this very clear. Because somebody asked, said, you haven't talked to her about this yet? And he said, this is the first time face-to-face he has a chance to talk to
Fine.
Her.
That's, right. You know, wonderful. But, you know, I'm going to say, I don't know exactly what it cost to charter a jet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say $2,500 an hour,
right.
Okay. I think he's a multimillionaire. I don't care where in the Sam Hill she is. You roll a G5 and say, hon, hop on the plane.
Come see me.
Exactly.
Right.
All right, if it's so important for you to be on this campaign trail, then you stay where you are.
Yeah.
I'll bring the G5 in. We'll get you here, and we'll talk about this face-to-face. Instead, it's, okay, let me see. What's your day? Oh, you know, I've got a thing on Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks like Friday will work.
Right.
Well,
my people will talk to your people, and they'll get people, and the people will talk to the people. And
In what universe? Yeah, I mean, and again, you don't. Good. Look, they've got a marriage. They've got a deal. All right, fine. But, man, you don't talk about that up front and out in the general public, I would not.
Well, and Rick Perry was on Jay Leno last night.
Oh, was he?
And we got some audio coming up in
the
podcast.
Oh, good.
He kind of by proxy calls Herman a word.
Oh,
a
does word?
He? Calls him, he calls him the H word.
A
hypocrite.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh,
well, that's interesting.
Well,
kind of an indirect. It doesn't directly say that, but
okay.
you can pretty well, you know, you can draw your own conclusion.
Well, Leno in his monologue last night said that Herman Cain was going to go speak to his wife about whether to stay in the race. And Leno said, how about talking about whether to stay in the House?
Yeah. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
We're just a few weeks away from being able to turn our sights to the spring gardening season. This is a good time to cover some horticultural facts and fantasies of this season. Many of these may surprise you. Garden facts of the season right after this important message. If you're looking for the perfect gift for a gardener on your list, let me suggest to you my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. It's a single publication that gives you all the details of when to do everything in your landscape and garden. Goodness, you may want it yourself. It's my 29th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. I believe it's the prettiest one we've ever put out. I've completely revised and updated every piece of information, more than 12,000 words, telling you month by month when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Now, that comes at a 33% savings, one-third off when you buy it with Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, a new or renewal subscription. This is our 26th year with the magazine, my 29th annual Texas Gardening Calendar, and they get better and better. Just $38.95 for the calendar and the magazine. You need to call today, 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. We're going to talk about some unusual garden facts of the season. I'm going to start with one that you may not believe. Poinsettias are not poisonous. Give folks a list of daffodils, oaks, hollies, tomatoes, and poinsettias and ask them which one plant is absolutely not poisonous in any of its parts, and poinsettias will almost always be the last guess every time. While the white latex sap that bleeds from poinsettia stems may cause a skin irritation or rash, the plants are not toxic. That's the determination of a very extensive and expensive series of tests done at the Ohio State University in the 1970s. Knowledge moves slowly in the gardening world. If you want to reflower your poinsettia, know going in it's going to be a challenge. Those big, beautiful poinsettias that you're buying right about now were unrooted cuttings just 4 months ago. That's how quickly they grow. If it didn't freeze in your part of Texas, you could put your Christmas poinsettia outdoors in the flower bed in full sun and prepare for 8 or 10 feet of strong growth before next fall. So it's really difficult to keep it in the same old pot for a whole year and expect it to be happy and to bloom properly. You probably would be better off repotting it several times, pinching it to keep it compact. Oh, another fact that you need to know, mistletoe is toxic, unlike the poinsettias. The plant is parasitic to its host plants, and the berries can make you sick. Mistletoe is a higher plant. That means it has chlorophyll. It roots into the branches of its host plants. As the roots develop, they cause distorted growth in the wood of the host's limbs. Eventually, that interruption can actually kill the affected limb. Cedar elms, bodarks, oaks, hackberries, and elms of other kinds are most commonly afflicted. There's no chemical spray you can use to control mistletoe without doing harm to the host tree. When you develop one, prepare to make some money. Right now, though, all you can do is to trim it out. You want to start trimming every year. Trim out all of the new mistletoe that occurs because it will start on small twigs. If you wait a few years, those twigs will turn into branches, and to prune to remove them would be very disfiguring. Living Christmas trees may be difficult to keep alive after Christmas if you leave them indoors too long. Research has shown that maybe 10 days is about the maximum.
And you need to be very careful in the ones that you buy. Norfolk Island pines are the most common houseplant Christmas trees, and they are a little bit difficult to keep indoors. Alberta spruces don't handle the heat well at all in Texas. Leyland cypress and Eldarica pines really cooked this past summer. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Whether it's gasoline for the family car or diesel fuel for the trucks and tractors, Producers Cooperative has the right fuel to keep you running. Producers Fuel Center provides quality gasoline and highway diesel day or night with pay at the pump convenience. Producers can also deliver these same quality fuels to your tanks on the farm or ranch when time is of the essence. High performance fuels, quality service, outstanding results. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary.
Good Friday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at the sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. Texas A&M has decided to change the leadership of its football program. After several days of speculation, the school confirmed last night that Mike Sherman has not been retained as the head football coach. A decision will be made likely today who will serve as the interim coach for the Aggies' upcoming bowl game. In 4 years, Sherman coached A&M to a 25-25 record after a third season that his team won six straight games, including against Oklahoma and Nebraska. A&M ended the season with a loss to LSU in the Cotton Bowl. With several returning starters, the Aggies started the season ranked eighth in the Associated Press poll, and after a 2-0 start, they lost five of their next eight games after holding double-digit second-half leads in four of those. And then they finished the regular season losing to rival Texas at home at Kyle Field on that final play field goal. The decision to fire Sherman was made as A&M enters a new era of football, as next year they will enter the SEC's Western Division, which has three of the top eight ranked teams in the nation right now. In a statement released last night, A&M President Dr. Bowen Lofton said, quote, "Decisions of this nature are never easy, and I appreciate the patience of Aggies everywhere as we carefully evaluated the current state of our football program and the prospects for the future. I would like to thank Mike Sherman for personifying Texas A&M's core values and instilling them within our student-athletes. Coach Sherman has created a solid foundation for Texas A&M to build upon in the future." Now, speculation on A&M's next coach is already quite active, as you can imagine. Much of it centers around former Aggie assistant coach Kevin Sumlin, who has coached the Houston Cougars to a 12-0 record. Reports yesterday, though, said that Sumlin is being hotly pursued also by Arizona State. Also, the names of Louisville's Charlie Strong and Alabama defensive coordinator Kirby Smart have been mentioned, as well as Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes and Southern Miss coach Larry Fedora, who is a College Station native. Sherman reportedly has a buyout of $5.8 million as there were 3 years left on his contract. He was given a one-year extension last summer, but reportedly that extension was never executed. We'll also talk about some player reaction coming up with the next sportscast. Well, the Aggie volleyball team fought their way past Lipscomb in a four-set win last night to advance to the second round of the NCAA tournament at Reed Arena, and now they have a bigger hill to climb to beat Kentucky tonight at 6:30 for a trip to the Sweet 16. The Aggies got 11 kills from Kelsey Black and 8 from Alicia Casmo in getting their 23rd win of the year. Kentucky advanced with a 5-set win over Dayton in the early match yesterday, and they'll be playing tonight for a chance to return home to play. The winner goes to the NCAA Final 16, which will be in Lexington, Kentucky. The Aggie women's basketball team is headed into the teeth of arguably their toughest two-game road trip ever. Sunday at 11 o'clock, they'll play at 13th-ranked Purdue, and then next Tuesday, they will play at 2nd-ranked UConn. A&M is the defending national champion, and they should not and will not feel intimidated with these games. Here's the senior leader, Sydney Carter.
Definitely. I think that we're going against two, top 25 teams, and one's in the top 10, top five, of course, and the other one's in the top 15. So, I just think this really shows that either we can go out there and lay an egg for ourselves, or we can actually show the nation that we really do belong. And just because we lost some key players last year doesn't mean that we don't have the leadership and the players and the talent this year to kind of get that run going back and do the same things over.
By the way, that game on Sunday at Purdue will be heard here on 1620 WTAW, not on 1150. The tip-off is at 11 o'clock. 25th-ranked Aggie men will host Stephen F. Austin tomorrow at 7 o'clock. You'll hear that one here, starting with the pregame at 6:30. And finally, Lexington and Burton are the only Brazos Valley teams left in the football playoffs. The Eagles of Lexington will meet ARP at 7:30 tonight at the Waco ISD Stadium in the Class 2A quarterfinals. Burton will meet defending state champion Falls City tonight in Buda in the Class 1A quarterfinals. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your Christmas just wouldn't be complete without a visit to the Farm Patch. The Farm Patch can help you with all of your entertaining, decorating, and gift-giving needs with the exceptional classic fruit and gourmet baskets. You can even pick up freshly shelled pecans, nuts, and fruits for your holiday baking. And the Farm Patch has freshly cut Christmas trees under the big red and white tent on University Drive behind TGI Fridays. From all of the gang at the Farm Patch, happy holidays.
It's Specialties Photography's 18th anniversary, and to celebrate, they're rolling back the clock and rolling back their session fee prices to what they were in 1993. So this holiday season, you can delight your family and friends with the current...
All right, let's see here. 74 today and tomorrow. Got a 60% chance of rain starting on Saturday night all the way through the weekend. 60 right now, so that's kind of promising, isn't it? 90% relative humidity. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Has there been any progress made to lower the unemployment rate? We'll find out in a half hour when the government reveals the job statistics for last month.
Consensus estimates are for 120,000 or so new jobs created by the economy in the month of November. That is up from about 80,000 jobs that were created in October. So that would be progress. But the unemployment rate is expected to remain at 9%.
Fox Business Network's Peter Barnes at the Labor Department in Washington. The White House is threatening to veto the defense bill passed by the Senate. More live from Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington.
Well, Ron, the Senate did its part last night.
On this vote, the yeas are 93. The nays are 7.
Approving a $662 billion defense bill that comes with some strings. It seeks to change the rules about terror suspects in the U.S. that the U.S. captures. It requires the military to hold those suspects, even the ones captured on U.S. soil. Now, the White House has threatened to veto the defense bill if that detention language survives a House-Senate conference, Ron.
And meanwhile, Rich, senators could not agree on how to extend payroll tax breaks they have until the end of the month. The wind, it's finally dying down today in six western states. It blew hard enough the past couple days to cause widespread damage.
This is one of the worst wind storms that the city has experienced in maybe decades.
Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa of Los Angeles, one of dozens of communities where the emergency declarations led to the closing of schools. More than 300,000 customers lost power in Southern California, most of them still blacked out this morning. Countless buildings and cars throughout the West were damaged by falling trees. The storm is now headed toward the plains and the Midwest. Ahead of today's opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures have risen 137 points. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Merchants.
Hi, I just had an accident.
Are you injured?
I think I'm okay. I'm just scared. I'm pregnant. I'm 8 months.
Please hold for the 911 center.
911.
My name is Judy with OnStar. Going to need police and medical. It's Kel and Nellis. My subscriber's been involved in an accident.
I'll get help out to you.
I should call my husband. I can't find my cell phone.
Do you want me to call him for you?
Will you please?
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Hello, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Judy with OnStar. I'm going to bring you on to speak with your wife.
Are you okay?
I'm just scared.
Baby, I'm on my way.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
It's back, it's at the Brazos Center, and it's bigger and better than ever before. The 30th Annual Christmas Shoppers Arts and Crafts Show and Sale. This Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th. Tons of great Christmas gift-giving ideas, lots of hand-painted and handcrafted items, and unique and one-of-a-kind Christmas gift items. There'll be over 100 booths filled with Christmas crafts, fine arts, ceramics, stained glass, homemade soaps, jellies and jams, wood crafts, a huge selection of handmade jewelry, wearable art, t-shirts, sweatshirts, shirts, dresses, children's clothing, country folk art, handcrafted toys, dolls, handmade Christmas decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and tree sculptures. All perfect, unique Christmas and holiday gifts for the ones you love. It's Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on both days. Refreshments will be available, so bring the whole family and your friends and make one stop for all your Christmas shopping this year. It's the 30th Annual Christmas Shoppers Arts and Crafts Show and Sale this weekend at the Brazos Center in Bryan.
Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org.
Christmas for Cowboys with Scott and Travis Catalina.
Catalina Hatters is your headquarters for Christmas shopping.
We've been making the finest quality custom-made felt hats since 1983, as well as renovating hats worldwide.
All styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, we offer a great selection of hat bands, hat racks, hat accessories, and gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, where the working cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 25 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
The most exciting store in historic downtown Bryan is the new Texas Rose Boutique, a store within a store next to Catalina Hatters. Hi, this is Joanna. Let us coordinate you with the new trendy designs, jewelry, boots, and all of the accessories that make you a standout in any crowd. Plus, Texas Rose has the seasonal round top collection and gourmet gift ideas. Don't know what to buy? Grab a Texas Rose gift card, perfect for anybody on your gift list. Remember, the store within a store. The all-new Texas Rose Boutique in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays.
Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. It was several years ago that I needed a new roof. Yeah, there'd been a hailstorm in College Station, and I'd never gotten a new roof before. Had no idea who to call, what to do, how much was this going to cost me. Boy, this was going to be a hassle. Well, it wasn't, because I called Schulte Roofing. Boy, they did everything. Not just put on a new roof, which they did in about a day and a half, completely professionally, did all the cleanup. I just had to sit and just watch that. But before they ever came out, David sat down with me. He told me about the different grades of roofs that I could get, the different warranties that came with each one. And then he told me to the penny exactly how much insurance would pay, how much would be left for me to pay. So it was no ordeal, no hassle, no questions. Just brought me a whole lot of satisfaction and peace of mind, and you can get it too. So why don't you call Schulte Roofing right now, 1-800-4-ROOF, or go to SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
It's the time of year when cotton growers are making plans for the coming season. But growers, you're not alone. The Bayer Crop Science Sales Force and Agronomic Services team are ready to help you build a crop plan powered by industry-leading FiberMax varieties. Just call 866-99-BAYER to find your local sales rep and regional agronomist and turn this coming season into a true success story. Find your local sales rep and regional agronomist at 866-99-BAYER or FiberMax.com.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 59 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today, but sunshine otherwise in the forecast. That slight chance of showers pretty much expected to play out this morning. As Scott told you earlier, there's some rain in the area right now. So if you're getting some rain, that's a good thing. We still need lots of it. High today in the mid-70s and a couple of warm days for today and tomorrow, but then we're really going to cool off on Sunday. We'll tell you more about that after this look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. As has become par for the course, social media and internet rumor drove the speculation about Mike Sherman's future as head football coach at Texas A&M. And it all came out Thursday night as the university announced it had fired Sherman. WTAW's Tom Turbeville has more.
Well, 500 was not good enough for A&M to continue Coach Mike Sherman's tenure as head football coach, not the 25-25 record over 4 years, nor the 6-6 record this regular season. And the school released Sherman last night, despite having 3 years remaining on his contract. Sherman reportedly met with members of the Board of Regents yesterday and was on the road recruiting when he got the word of his firing. Sherman's departure is immediate, and today it's expected that an interim coach will be named to lead the Aggies in a bowl game. Tom Turbeville, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Of course, the next round of speculation is already underway, and that revolves around the next head coach. Tom will have more coming up in sports. You can read more online at WTAW.com. There's an Aggie leaving College Station that's not part of the football program. The department head of nuclear engineering is headed to Las Vegas, and the company managing and operating the National Nuclear Proving Ground. Officials at the Nevada National Security Site say Raymond Giusitis will take over as president January 5th. The 59-year-old Giusitis came to A&M 4 years ago. His department ranked second nationally for undergraduates and third for graduate students. Before coming to Aggieland, Giusitis worked at the Lawrence Livermore and Los Alamos National Laboratories. House Republicans are drafting legislation to renew an expiring unemployment benefits program and intend to add that to an extension of payroll tax cuts in Social Security. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan favors letting the payroll tax cuts expire on December 31st, saying the 2% tax reduction to employees isn't working.
If you had to do something that was going to damage Social Security Trust Fund, it would have been better done on the employer side so that the employer would have had more money to hire more people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's going to be extended or not, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm not in favor of extending it because we need to be fixing Social Security, not accelerating its demise.
The measure is expected on the House floor as early as next week. There's a lot of speculation now that American Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection that a merger could be in the offing. We get more on that from Matt Thomas.
Neither American nor U.S. Airways are talking about it publicly, but many analysts believe a merger between the two could be the next logical step as Fort Worth-based American works its way through a Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. SMU economist Mike Davis says U.S. Airways has gone after just about every bankrupt airline over the past several years, so the speculation is not real surprising.
Although there's a lot of obstacles that would have to be overcome before a successful merger between the two could occur.
There'd be hurdles with merging fleets and labor issues to sort through, but even in bankruptcy, Davis says American is very attractive.
One, they're based out of DFW, which is a really good airport to use as a hub. And number two, they've got all these new airplanes that are on order.
Matt Thomas, TSN News.
Texas Democrats are asking the Supreme Court to deny Texas's request for an emergency stay of new redistricting maps. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott has asked the high court to prevent the use of court-drawn congressional and legislative boundaries. He suggested affected primary elections could be pushed back from March 6th to May. But in a response filed Thursday, the Texas Democratic Party argues that a stay would lead to a massive disruption of the election and would cause massive voter confusion. It's time for the BCS Christmas Parade. It's coming up this Sunday, and committee member Missy Peterson of Bryan Broadcasting says entries are up to 111 this year.
Most of our youth groups are all going to be elves in Santa's workshop. Santa doesn't come actually until the last float, because we don't want to confuse anybody. But along the way, we'll see lots of creative ideas for a look inside Santa's workshop.
A reminder to kids of all ages, you can write a letter to Santa. Just be sure you include your address so St. Nick can reply. The parade starts Sunday afternoon at 2 on the A&M campus. It will then proceed east on University Drive to Texas Avenue, then north to the Tejas Center in Bryan. It's the same route you've been used to for years. Organizers of College Station's first Christmas at the Creek are looking for volunteers. Sheila Walker with the city says people are needed the next two Friday and Saturday nights at Wolfpin Creek Park.
We're looking for people to help us make and serve the hot cocoa and people to help sing on the hayrides and people just to answer questions and generally help guests. And so we'll give everyone a great orientation when they show up.
You can call the United Way Volunteer Center or the Wolfpin Creek office to sign up. And Santa Paws is coming to town. Crystal Gervais with the Brazos Animal Shelter says it's a special promotion on Saturday from noon until 3.
What we're doing is there'll be a bake sale, a raffle. You can make your own ornaments, so you can bring out your pets or your small children and stamp their paw print or handprint onto the ornament.
Shelter representatives will also be at Wolfpin Creek Saturday evening for the Christmas at the Creek event. WTAW News Time, 712, 59 degrees right now. This news update brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. As we move forward into fall, please keep us in mind when updating your home for holiday guests. Whether you have new construction or just need a makeover, Zornman Flooring can help. Call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zornman Flooring today.
What should your first thought be when you need to buy or sell property? Call Mel Schell on her cell when you want to buy or sell. Mel Schell at Keller Williams Realty. That's melschell.com. Oh, by the way, you may also know me as Melina Schellenberger at Keller Williams Realty.
December is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway Restaurants, so we're thanking our customers for being such big fans with $2 subs. The regular 6-inch cold-cut combo or meatball marinara. That's right. The crowd-pleasing cold-cut combo or meatball marinara are only $2 each for a 6-inch sub. Get these two subs made fresh for you, just $2. Saying thanks is a big deal, so hurry in. Prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Plus tax or applicable.
Give a gift and get a gift at Subway Restaurants this holiday season. Right now, when you buy or reload a $25 Subway card, you'll get a free, freshly made regular 6-inch sub instantly. Choose your favorite and load it up with everything you love. It's yours free with the $25 Subway card. Easy to use and reload, a Subway card is the perfect gift, and you get a treat for yourself. Subway, eat fresh.
Additional charge for extras at participating restaurants for a limited time only may not be combined with any other Subway card offers.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. And it's promising, by the way. Really nice numbers out there. Brought to you by the College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go, visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Through today, we'll see clouds and some occasional sun. There may be a few widely scattered showers, and temperatures fairly mild around 70 this afternoon. Tonight's going to be mild upper 50s with mainly cloudy skies, and tomorrow's going to be a warm day. Low 70s, more clouds than sun, maybe a couple of scattered showers. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in 50s on Saturday night. We're holding in the 50s on Sunday, much cooler by then, with lots of clouds and some occasional showers. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a handful of names out there as to who will be the next head football coach at Texas A&M. We will tell you some of the names that are being speculated and also review again what happened yesterday when Coach Mike Sherman was fired as Texas A&M's football coach. We'll also talk some Aggie basketball as both teams are playing this weekend, the men at home, the women on the road, and Aggie volleyball and more. All that coming up in sports.
There you go. One of the things that that Gary didn't mention, we're talking about like a 60% chance of showers over the weekend. So that's very promising. Hope that happens. Don't want it to happen during the parade. That wouldn't be too much fun.
Anyway. Yeah, that wouldn't. But hey, you know, it comes.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't. So we know there's some people who aren't interested in the coach thing, but obviously a lot of people are. So, guys, thoughts? First, I guess a timeline. Can you give me a timeline as to when this was actually broken officially?
Officially? Yeah. That's hard to say.
Go ahead.
The first thing that I noticed, to give credit where credit is due, Kirk Bowles of the Austin American Statesman, regardless of, you know, your what you think of him or anything like that, he was the first one that I noticed.
That came at about 5:20, 5:25 yesterday afternoon, something like that.
No, it came.
Did it come before then?
No, it came Wednesday night.
Oh, okay.
Wednesday night, Kirk Bowles tweeted that there was smoke around College Station.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're going back to that. I'm talking about his tweet saying he was fired.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead. I went on the same timeline you were.
Well, it started then, and boy, that is, I mean, let's face it, the internet speculation and things like that, it's a tinderbox, and I mean, that tweet pretty much threw the match on the whole thing, and it literally just blew up from there. And then you just had conflicting information in terms of, you know, how, because the official line from the athletic department as of Wednesday was that everything was fine, everything was in place, and that they would, you know, look at the situation and the circumstances when the emotion was gone. I believe that's to paraphrase what was said. And then the next thing you know, it just keeps building momentum and building momentum. And actually, we were at dinner last night, and and the tweet that Tom is referencing came from Kirk Bowles. Yeah, probably about 5:25 or so, because we were at dinner last night. We met Jamie after she got off work, and I did something I rarely do. I had my nose buried in my phone while I'm sitting there eating dinner with my family.
Nice job.
And the
Golden Corral wait person came by and said
said more bread, sir. I rarely do that, but this is kind of my job. And, uh-huh. and so I was watching that. And yeah, once again, Kirk Bowles was the first one to indicate that it was a done deal.
Yeah. He referenced a prominent Aggie had told him.
Well, you
this.
See, and that's where I think people need to understand. Look, we're the local media and that's wonderful, but when A&M needs to get a story out, they go to Dallas or Houston, quite honestly, or Houston or Dallas. I mean, they just do. That happens. And so you'll have columnists that will be inside more than local media will. That just happens. Mm-hmm. But Kirk Bowles?
Yeah, I
find that very interesting because that tells me that there might be some politics involved in this.
Yeah, you think
just
so?
Just saying that, why would the Austin sports columnist know this when you would expect maybe Brent Zwerneman to have this?
Right.
Or maybe Billy Lucci to have this? And
yeah.
Instead, it ends up coming out of Austin.
Yeah, well, Billy Lucci confirmed it, I guess, less than an hour later. And then I guess it was around 7:45, 7:50 that the first official release came out of Texas A&M.
And the oddity is that this guy was on a recruiting trip in the house of a recruit.
Yeah, what's it, Matt, a quarterback.
Matt
from,
Davis.
Yeah. From Klein Forest was reportedly is where
so
where
was.
So was
it a tweet? Was it an email? Was it a phone call?
Don't know.
And it's, okay, I'll be going now.
Right.
And anyhow, I don't think there's much doubt. Everybody believes this is a quality guy. And,
yeah, without a doubt.
That's true. But obviously, there was a firestorm back behind the curtain that we didn't necessarily know about.
Yeah.
Well, and the elephant in the room for me, to use a tired phrase, this was handled poorly.
You think?
This is embarrassing the way it was handled.
Could we say handled poorly yet again?
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah, because he is, he isn't. He's fine. He's not.
Yeah.
I am. I'm not. You are. You aren't. It just mixed messages, and it just man, it could have been handled so much better.
It really is.
But I mean, because it tells me two things. It tells me two things that there is discord at very high level somewhere. You have parties not getting along, and the fact that you have such mixed messages coming out almost on top of one another.
Right.
And not only it's that, and it may also be that somebody somewhere, and in this could happen anywhere, but somebody somewhere just can't keep their mouth shut.
Right. And, you know, having said that, and I'm not going to be devil's advocate with you on that, but in this day of social media that people are still trying to understand its immediacy, you get cases of true stories, false stories coming out, boom, 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 one after another. And, you know, it's a case of, you know, people not understanding the power of social media and the immediacy of it. And sometimes I believe that's the cause you're talking about.
I'm talking at a higher level. I'm not talking about people. I'm not talking about players tweeting it. I'm not talking about students tweeting it. I'm not talking about armchair experts tweeting it. I'm talking about people that are at high levels leaking information to people who then tweet it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There is, you know, those sources. Who talked to Kirk Bowles? Okay.
Right.
Where is his source coming from? You know what? There's a right way and a wrong way to do it.
Yeah.
And this was just handled poorly.
Mm-hmm.
But at the full disclosure, I draw a paltry check from the university for doing some announcing, a job that I love. But you know what? It is what it is.
I'm wondering, though, if this is, and you're right, I mean, you say powerful people. I don't know that it's not a powerful person who simply says, my will be done. And that is what Kirk Bowles picked up on Wednesday. He said, you can take this to the bank. My will be done, and that's it. And that would cause the mixed messages environment that you're talking about, because if people below that person say, well, no, we're pretty happy with him, and then they find out who the call comes from, they go, oh, well, on second thought, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not so happy with him. And it did. It put high administrators in a position of being underlings who had to then jump onto the other side of the fence.
Right.
And from that standpoint, it can't be handled very smoothly.
Right, right. One of my thoughts is, and one of an employee actually of the A&M athletic department Facebooked this yesterday, and it's really true. People have to remember how many families are affected by this one decision. You know, the story is about Mike Sherman. The story is also that he's going to bring $5.8 million out of this deal, too. But there are a lot of other people. Assistant coaches are paid well, too, and they'll be looking for a job, so they're going to be fine. But there's graduate assistants, there's staff people, there's other people that may not have a job out of this. And, you know, these are the people that, you know, aren't particularly paid a whole lot of money. And right now, they're just very, very confused about their future. So, you know, these are people that you can't forget, because a lot of people are affected by this one major decision. And another thing that you know, I've been thinking about ever since this speculation started is in the kind of season that this has been, with the five games that people talk about, the five double-digit losses that were lost in the second half, I hope that there's not a lot of football players that are sitting there thinking, hey, and you and I discussed this yesterday, Scott, you know, golly, if I had fought off that block in the Texas game and made that tackle on Case McCoy, would Coach Sherman and all those coaches still have their job right now? You know, in the kind of season that this is, there could be a lot of doubt coming on from players, and almost, you know, blame that players are putting on themselves for just that one play that could have made the difference of whether these coaches still have their job or not.
Taking that responsibility. Go ahead.
Right.
Okay. For those two things that you just brought up. First of all, anybody that gets involved in the world of coaching and doesn't know that this is an inherent risk, you're in the wrong line of work.
Sure. Exactly.
You don't. Yeah. I mean, I was told at one time, you know, you don't buy a house in my business, mm-hmm. and that was not by anyone who draws a check from Texas A&M. I mean, mm-hmm. this was a high school coach telling me this. You don't buy a house in my business. And the while I, you know, I sympathize with those people, you know the risks of getting involved in that work. The other side, I just don't think that that's going through the mind of a 20-year-old football player right now, as opposed to this sucks, mm-hmm. but we'll move on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe, but some players might be thinking, you know, hey, you know, I had that guy in my grip.
They should have fought off the block.
Yeah, that's right. But it's a tough thing. I'm saying it's a tough thing to put on a 21-year-old kid if he's sitting there thinking, you know, if only I had.
Once again, you want to live a charmed life. Mm-hmm. You want to have everything handed to you and done for you.
Right.
Then you must go out and do what is expected of you. And they didn't.
Right.
You know, that's only one part of that equation.
Exactly.
All right, 724.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, as the holidays grow closer and our list gets bigger, we're off to Half Price Books. Because during the holidays, Half Price Books magically transforms into a shopper's treasure chest with amazing gifts, stocking stuffers, a wonderland of kids' goodies. It's the one place you're guaranteed to find something thoughtful for anyone on your list. Perfect gifts and almost everything's half price or less. I'll take that in this economy. Books on anyone's favorite interest or hobby. CDs, movie box sets, toys, games. Great gifts just jump off the shelves. And if you need help, there are lots of friendly folks available so you can find exactly what you're looking for. Or send someone on their own treasure hunt. A $25 Half Price Books gift card gets you a $5 coupon to come back and use in January. Remember, Half Price Books has presence of mind in their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at swhp.org.
Turn your photographs into works of art at Copy Corner. Just bring in any of your personal pictures and Copy Corner can print them onto canvas, giving your photographs a high-quality professional portrait look and feel. And they can print your pictures to fit most any frame, large or small. Take your photos from ordinary to extraordinary with help from Copy Corner's brand new canvas printing technology. A perfect Christmas gift idea. Give them a call today at 694-COPY. Copy Corner on Texas Avenue across from Outback Steakhouse in College Station.
Reasons your holiday season will be brighter if you call Molly Maid. More time for family, shopping, and everything else that needs your attention this time of year. Visitors to your home will compliment you on how clean and fresh your home is. Molly Maid cleans your house the way you want. They listen and they care. From Best of the Brazos winner Molly Maid, you get a clean you can trust. Call Molly Maid today for all your holiday cleaning needs. You'll be glad you did. 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700 or online at mollymaid.com.
Good morning, 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. About 75 or so for a high temperature today and tomorrow. Low temperatures around 60. Then on Saturday night, we're going to have a 60% chance of rain, and things change on Sunday. Rain, maybe some thunderstorms there. And the temperatures will fall probably down to about 46 or so by 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll continue to have that 60% chance of rain on Sunday night, Monday. And so that's promising. And still a 40% chance of rain on Monday and Tuesday. So with all those chances out there, and it's going to get kind of chilly. For instance, Monday night, about 34 with rain. So not pleasant, but again, since we do need the rain, it'd be okay. Humidity 90% right now. Winds are southeast at 8. We have overcast skies and 60 degrees.
I tell all my friends that my dad's nice.
I tell all mine that he gives great prices.
I want everyone to know that Team of Navasota, we're really nice, and we always give a great price.
Like a 2011 F-150 from Team Ford for $18,988 or only $279 a month.
Nice price.
Or get a 2012 Ford Fiesta for $179 a month. If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, October 2010, one of New York's largest mortgage foreclosure firms, Stephen J. Baum, P.C., held a Halloween party. The office was redecorated to resemble a row of foreclosed homes. Several partiers dressed like homeless people. We know this because an ex-employee sent photos of the party to the New York Times. The pictures were published last month, and fallout came quickly. The firm started losing business. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were two of the biggest firms to withdraw as clients. Last week, Occupy protesters sent their goons to the firm's Buffalo offices to protest corporate greed with the chant, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, Stephen Baum has got to go." Well, now Stephen Baum's announced that he will go. On Monday, the firm filed notice with the New York State officials of mass layoffs, and a spokesman confirmed the firm's plan to shut its doors. As a result, about 90 employees are going to lose their jobs, but 600 employees at a subsidiary of the Stephen J. Baum Company will also lose their jobs, and hundreds more who depended on document processing work from the firm will have their livelihoods threatened as well. So the fallout from a stupid Halloween party, a former employee, out-of-control political correctness, and the mighty New York Times is hundreds of lives shattered, dreams destroyed, just in time for the holidays. This is what journalists live for. For the Times, Christmas came early. Look at all the lives they destroyed at the holidays. It's cool.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
I just woke up and my car was stolen.
Are you in a safe location?
Yeah, my car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they pushed her car out to get to my car.
Do you have the stolen vehicle report number?
550.
If your car is stolen, new OnStar FMV can help locate it with GPS. And now you can get this protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Brook Court. It's stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have units going out there.
This is Pete.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police should be contacting you shortly. Thanks so much.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
Are you a business owner looking to offer your employees better benefits or more affordable options? AMCO Insurance is a leader in helping businesses find the best solutions for group health insurance and employee benefits. Our team will put together a comprehensive plan so you can attract the best employees and reduce your health insurance and benefit costs. We've been helping Texas businesses for over 135 years. For peace of mind and better benefit solutions, call AMCO today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 59 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today with a high in the mid-70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A whirlwind 24 hours driven by rumor and speculation came to a climax Thursday night as Texas A&M fired head football coach Mike Sherman. WTAW's Tom Turbeville has been following the story and has more.
Coach Mike Sherman reportedly got the final word of his firing while on the road recruiting last night. He had met with Board of Regents members earlier in the day. Sherman's 25-25 record over 4 years and 6-6 record this season evidently weren't good enough numbers as the Aggies venture to the tough SEC West division next season. The school says that the buyout for Sherman's final 3 years of his current contract will be some $5.8 million. An interim coach will be named probably today to lead A&M in the bowl game. Tom Turbeville, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Of course, more speculation is underway as to whom the Aggies will target as their next head coach. Tom will have much more coming up in sports. The new leader of the company that manages and operates the National Nuclear Proving Grounds north of Las Vegas will come from Texas A&M. The head of the school's nuclear engineering department is leaving after 4 years. 59-year-old Raymond Jusitis will start January 5th as president of the Nevada National Security Site. Before coming to College Station, Jusitis worked at the Los Alamos and Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories. A&M's program is ranked second among undergraduates and third among graduate students nationally. Congressman Bill Flores isn't planning on extending a cut of the Social Security payroll tax. Flores says the 2% reduction on the employee's portion of the payroll tax just further bankrupts the Social Security program.
And that 2% tax cut really didn't do a lot to stimulate the economy. The metrics are not showing that it worked. If you had to do something that was going to damage Social Security Trust Fund, it would have been better done on the employer side so that the employer would have had more money to hire more people.
Officials say House Republicans are drafting legislation to renew an expiring unemployment benefits program and intend to add it to the payroll tax cut extension due to run out on December 31st. Gasoline keeps getting cheaper.
The statewide average fell 6 cents over the week. In fact, lots of us are paying below $3 a gallon. Energy analyst Tom Closa says we can thank weak demand.
This is break time. When you see the days get very, very short and the nights get very, very bitter and cold, particularly in the north, that's when gasoline prices tend to hit a contra-seasonal or off-season bottom.
Now, we're paying a lot more than we did a year ago. Closa says these are the most expensive start of December prices for every part of the country. He thinks prices will keep dropping through the winter and then hit all-time highs come spring. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Texas Governor and Republican presidential hopeful Rick Perry was on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno Thursday. Perry commented on his fellow candidates and talked about his vision for the country. He also commented on the scandal surrounding his fellow GOP competitor, Herman Cain.
If you're going to stand up and run as a faith-based individual, if you're going to run on a set of values, then you're... people hate hypocrites.
Right.
I mean, that's the big issue. And I've been in public service for 20 plus years, and my life has been an open book.
Perry's appearance is a continued effort to repair his image after some very public faux pas. Examples of being inside Santa's workshop will be in full force Sunday afternoon at the 85th BCS Christmas Parade. Committee member Missy Peterson of Bryan Broadcasting says everyone can bring a letter for Santa as well.
And as long as they have a return address, which their parents can help them write, they will receive a letter back from Santa Claus just in time for Christmas.
Santa's sleigh caps 111 entries in this year's parade, which begins Sunday afternoon at 2. It's the familiar route going from University Drive and Polo Drive on the A&M campus, east to Texas Avenue, then north to the Tejas Center in Bryan. College Station's Christmas at the Creek debuts tonight at Wolfpen Creek Park. The city's Sheila Walker says they still need volunteers to serve refreshments, sing on hay rides, and even answer general questions.
We still need a few volunteers for all 4 nights of holiday celebrations. Most of the shifts start around 5 o'clock or 5:30, and you can work 2 hours or 4 hours.
Advance registration is requested by calling the Wolfpen Creek office or the United Way Volunteer Center. Those phone numbers are on our website. Just go to WTAW.com. And the Brazos Animal Shelter is launching the holiday season with a special promotion. Crystal Gervais says the fundraiser includes the opportunity to customize ornaments with paw prints and small hands.
We're going to have bows and different types of Christmas things that we'll be selling, and that's during our open hours on Saturday.
The event called Santa Paws is tomorrow from noon until 3 at the shelter on Leonard Road. WTAW News Time is 7:36. This look at news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you just receive your property tax bill? Unfortunately, you don't have a lot of control over those, but you do have some control over your local property taxes. I am Brian Stephen, local owner of Paramount Property Analyst. I specialize in appealing property taxes here in Brazos County and service other areas in Texas. I saved more than $830,000 in taxes for my clients in 2011. When it comes to reducing your property taxes, whether it's residential or investment properties, with my 25 years of experience, I will deliver the local expertise you need and deserve. Call Brian Stephen at 979-485-8537.
One-of-a-kind designs is what David Gardner does and has been doing for decades, and continuing to do that, but at the same time, there's real function in the pieces that David makes. He's done something for years, which is pretty simple, and that is it's a gold circle that has a diamond in it, one diamond inside a gold circle. Now, he's taken that, and it can be a pendant, it can be a pin, it can be earrings that you studs that you tie together. In other words, the exact same look through all those pieces of jewelry. We've talked before about pieces of jewelry that are yellow gold on one side, white gold on the other, so you can flip them around, a pendant, you can flip it around and wear it that way, and it's like another piece of jewelry. Others that move within themselves, in other words, a couple or three pieces of metal that you can turn, and as a result, you change the look of the pendant itself. That kind of function goes along and gives you real value when you have a piece from David Gardner. So with the holiday season here, remember that they design jewelry, manufacture the jewelry there, but they understand that you want quality and function, and you'll find that at David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
Today's local real estate market requires the buyers to be selective, and selectivity is the reason you need REMAX Select. REMAX Select has move-up buyer specialists who understand how important the timing of the sale of your home is and the purchase of your new one. Our select agents are trained to make what could be a stressful transaction into a smooth one. Go to RemaxSelect.com for more info. And remember, to be selective when picking your agent, call Remax Select today.
Want to raise the bar on a new career? Blinn College's Legal Assistant Program provides a quality background in law that can serve you in any profession. Graduates find work in one of the fastest growing and most in-demand law-related jobs today, the paralegal profession. You'll graduate from Blinn ready to work in areas ranging from private law firms to courts or a business of your own. Find out more at blinn.edu or call 979-209-7399. Blinn College. Proven.
Hey, good morning. 7:40, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Through today, we'll see clouds and some occasional sun. There may be a few widely scattered showers, and temperatures fairly mild, around 70 this afternoon. Tonight's going to be mild, upper 50s, with mainly cloudy skies, and tomorrow's going to be a warm day. Low 70s, more clouds than sun, maybe a couple of scattered showers. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in 50s on Saturday night. We're holding in the 50s on Sunday, much cooler by then, with lots of clouds and some occasional showers. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Some player reaction came into the firing of Mike Sherman. We don't have audio on that, but we'll tell you what folks like Ryan Tannehill and Trent Hunter had to say. We'll also review what happened yesterday and the search for a new coach for Texas A&M. That, volleyball news and basketball news, too, all that coming up in sports.
So, guys, your thoughts on this, because I noticed that that Robert Cessna had some of those quotes in his newspaper article this morning. I was reading Brent Zwerneman online, and he had some of those. Now, in the posting that Brent had on his blog, he has the players' comments, but he has the players' Twitter accounts in there after their name.
Huh.
Do you think he should do that? I mean, I'm just thinking out loud.
Yes.
There. You think so?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's publicly available.
It is available.
Twitter has,
right.
You have the option on Twitter of making someone seek your permission to follow you.
Okay.
And you can always block people.
Okay.
It's, I have no problem with that.
Okay, that's cool. I hear that. I understand.
In fact, it's a growing trend. In fact, I noticed this our FX picked up Big 12 games this year. And when they would do the two shot of Charles Davis and Gus Johnson, they would put their Twitter accounts underneath their names.
Okay. Well, again, connecting, getting the audience to connect.
Yeah. Well, aren't most Twitter accounts, accessed by just the person's name, right?
Yeah, you can search.
You can search for anybody and follow them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Under the...
It nearly led to a divorce in my house last night. But,
because you just kept on. Yeah. Wouldn't put it down, would you?
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe the word was at one point, I'm going to take that phone away from you.
And she wasn't talking to one of the children. Imagine she took that tone, didn't she? That parental tone. And
she didn't say where she was going to put it then.
I have a feeling the sun doesn't shine there.
Right. So, once again, under the headline of "They Just Don't Get It," Penn State has announced that they have promised that they will donate from their bowl game proceeds to sex crime advocacy organizations. They are going to, guys, are you ready?
Mm.
They are going to donate $1.5 million. I mean, wow. Isn't that wonderful?
How magnanimous.
I think if you remember about 3 weeks ago, I said they ought to put $5 million up and Paterno ought to put $5 million up. But no, $1.5 million from bowl game proceeds.
In other words, money that they were getting anyway for playing in a bowl game.
Huh. Let me see. Yeah. If there were just some way to see that Penn State football generated $70 million in revenue and cleared a profit last year of $50 million, but we're going to find $1.5 million from bowl proceeds to give. Just don't. Okay. Yeah,
that's like saying, I'm going to give 10% of my Christmas bonus.
Yeah, something like that. Right. Yeah. If I get one. And then, All right, so do you want to do the least favorite holiday song, or do you want to talk about the most favorite holiday
song? I want
song
to do
right
both,
now.
Scott.
Yeah.
Well, I don't,
yeah.
But we don't
we
have
want
to,
both. We can't do one extreme without the other,
we
Scott.
We don't have time to do both right now.
Are you going
to
play both of them? It's...
Well, I was going to play a little snippet.
Oh, shut the front door.
Yeah?
What?
Why?
You know what we need to be. You know what it's time for.
Oh, you know, you're
what?
Right.
How do you do
this? We'll start it Monday. We will.
Oh,
Tom doesn't
man.
Care.
What?
Really? You're talking about playing either the most favoritest or
right,
the most hatedest,
right,
and the most awesomest is right there in front of you, and you will not play it.
All right.
What is it?
I don't have it
tired
right.
of failing?
No, I don't Tell have me. It right in front of me. Giselle McKenzie, Tom.
Oh, it is that time.
I know.
It's past Thanksgiving.
I know.
Giselle.
Boom, all right, God, you're just killing me.
We're getting them.
Yeah, I know.
We're getting them heated up for this.
Fine,
boom,
I'll find
boom.
It.
No, I got it.
I'll find
it's
it on
right.
YouTube
I'll,
for crying out loud.
Yeah, I'm sure it's
boom.
There.
I'm gonna find it for you, dude. Well, it's
a
race now.
Yeah, you are.
No, it's not a race. I'll just let you.
We got
find
people
it.
Already tapping their foot in anticipation.
Wait. I can't. It's not on. I was looking on playlist. I can't find it on playlist.
What is he? He's
no. Just no. Quit it. Quit singing.
Right.
Did you find it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, go. We hit it. That's all right.
I've hit it. I'm waiting.
Oh.
It's the load. It's buffering.
Oh.
It's got to.
Fat,
there you
fat.
Go.
Yeah. He's too fat, fat, fat. Much too fat, fat, fat. He'll never get down, never get down. He's too fat for the chimney. Too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in. There's no room for his tummy. Please do something, Mommy. Without Santa Claus, oh, how can Christmas begin? I don't see how I'll get the presents I've been looking for. I knew while sitting on his lap in that department store that he'd have troubles by chimney. He's too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in. Take
Take a look at that bat.
Oh,
bat,
he's certainly
bat,
chubby.
Bat,
oh,
bat,
so rub-a-dub-tubby. Mrs.
Bat,
Christmas's hobby.
He'll never get down, never get down.
He's too fat,
bat,
for the
bat,
chimney.
He's too fat,
fat for the
bat,
chimney. So
fat,
open
fat,
the
fat,
door and let poor Santa Claus
down, never get down.
There's no room
fat, oh,
for his tummy.
Chubby's
do
oh,
something,
so
mommy.
Chubby's
without
is
Santa Claus,
oh,
how can Christmas begin? One day I saw him on the street, and I could quickly tell that with his roly-poly tum-tum shaking just like jelly,
he just won't make it by chimney. He's too fat for the chimney. So open the door and let poor Santa Claus in.
Break it down.
Yep.
Let him in.
Open the door.
Let him in.
Open the door. He can't get down the chimney anymore. So please let fat old Santa Claus in.
Yeah.
Right, I'm ready.
Now we're better.
I'm fired up.
'Twas the holiday season and all across the lot, the people were raving about the great deals that they got. It was the best season ever. Everyone had it made.
Because Sterling Auto Group gave them $10,000 off with any trade. Bring any trade to Sterling Auto Group and get $10,000 off any new select GMC in stock. Like a new 2011 GMC Sierra 1500 four-door, just $21,570. And with zero down, 0% APR for 72 months, just $299 per month. Or a 2012 Buick LaCrosse with zero down, just $289 per month. Sterling Auto Group wants your trade, regardless of miles, condition, or how much you owe. Plus, if you have a job and make $350 per week, your auto credit could be approved today. It doesn't matter what other car ads say. What matters is what you pay, and you'll pay less at Sterling Auto Group. Yes, less. Sterling Auto Group. We make it easy. 205 North Roadrunner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online all the time at sterlingautogroup.net. On select vehicles with approved credit, 36-month lease with zero due at signing plus TT&L and fees. Zero APR, $1389 per thousand finance. All incentives to dealer.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Ah, the good old days. Aren't there times you wish you could go back? Maybe not as a teenager. A better idea is to recognize that you're living in the good old days right now. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Each of us has memories of what we consider to be pleasant times in our lives as we look back. But nostalgia has a unique way of sanitizing our past. Those times that seem so rich and meaningful now were, at the time, likely fraught with the same struggles and distractions we're so often confronted with today. The difference is time has filtered out much of the bad we'd rather forget. Maybe your first years of marriage were characterized by tough finances, but now memories of TV dinners and the rickety furniture you could barely afford probably bring a smile to your face. Or maybe your child's teen years made parenting a challenge, so you didn't fully appreciate that period of life until well after it was past. Here's the point. There was a time when the good old days were actually today's. We just didn't appreciate the richness of those moments while we were living them. Charles Dickens' classic story, A Tale of Two Cities, begins with this epic line. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Life consists of both challenges and positive experiences for us all. The trick is to recognize that the good old days have never been back there somewhere. They're happening right now. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining. 1 a.m. And your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from toes to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Okay, if I say microbrewery to you, you know what that is. They make the beer right there. Well, now I'm going to tell you about a micro winery. It's called Perrine Winery. It's on Harvey Road. Now, the grapes aren't grown here, but the wine is made here. And you can come in and have a taste of the wines and see what you like. And you can buy their wine by the bottle or by the glass. And by the way, if you want to come in and bring your own food and drink the wine there, you can do that. They're more than happy to have you do that. But here's the deal. If you find a wine that you like, they'll prepare an entire batch of wine for you right there on the location at Harvey Road. Takes between 4 and 8 weeks, depending on the kind of wine you want. Then they'll bottle it, cork it, put a label on it for you. Or if you want to, you can do that yourself with your friends. You could have a bottling party. You want a custom label? Then Perrine Winery can do that for you as well. They also do, you can do full-size bottles that you're used to, or half bottles, and which would be great for gifts, like for a wedding anniversary or something like that. Now you're going, yeah, but if it takes 4 weeks, then I couldn't do anything for this Christmas. Well, you can, because they're always making wine there. If you want to go in and say, hey, I'd like this red, then they can bottle that up for you. It's kind of a neat deal, and the location's available for private parties, too. It's right there on Harvey Road. The shopping center is at the corner of, I think, Dartmouth and Harvey. Here's the number to call. It's 703-1843. 703-1843. Stop in and see Beth and Rick. Let them explain it to you. You can go to their website, which is Perrine Winery. It's spelled PERRINE winery.com, and find out about it. A micro winery right here in College Station.
It's Friday. Good morning, everybody. Let's take another look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. The sports is brought to you by Awards and More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. Well, last night, Texas A&M made the official announcement. Yesterday, they made the official decision to fire Coach Mike Sherman after four seasons. Sherman coached A&M to a 25-25 record after a third season that had his team winning six straight games, including over ranked teams Oklahoma and Nebraska at Kyle Field. A&M ended last season with a loss to LSU in the Cotton Bowl. Several returning starters. The Aggies started the season ranked in the Associated Press top 10. They had a 2-0 start, but then they lost five of their next eight games after holding double-digit second-half leads in four of those games. They then finished the regular season losing to the rival Texas Longhorns at Kyle Field in front of 89,000 on a final play field goal. The decision to fire Sherman was made as A&M enters a new era of football, as next year they will enter the SEC's Western Division, which has three of the top eight ranked teams in the nation. Some player reaction after the firing yesterday. Junior linebacker Sean Porter said, "Coach Sherman taught me a lot about playing football and about being a football player. He's always been about school first. He'd much rather us graduate from Texas A&M than go to the NFL. He really wanted the best things for us." A&M defensive back and team captain Trent Hunter said, "We look up to him as a father figure. He's a guy that really taught us core values that I will take with me the rest of my life. He's a man of integrity, character, and honesty. There's not much more that you can ask for a man than what Coach Sherman brings to the table." And senior quarterback Ryan Tannehill said, "I consider myself fortunate to have had the opportunity to play for such a great coach and a great man as Mike Sherman. As a coach and a person, he reflected everything that's great about Texas A&M's tradition and values. He helped us become not only better football players, but better men." In a statement last night, A&M President Dr. Bowen Lofton said, "Decisions of this nature are never easy. I appreciate the patience of Aggies everywhere as we carefully evaluated the current state of our football program and the prospects for the future. I would like to thank Mike Sherman for personifying Texas A&M's core values and instilling them within our student athletes." Now, speculation on A&M's next football coach is quite active, as you can imagine. Much of it centers around former Aggie assistant coach Kevin Sumlin, who has coached the Houston Cougars to a 12-0 record so far, one of just two undefeated teams in the country. Now, reports yesterday said that Sumlin is also going to be pursued by Arizona State. Also, the names of Louisville's Charlie Strong, Alabama defensive coordinator Kirby Smart have been mentioned, as well as Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes and Southern Miss coach Larry Fedora, who is from College Station. Sherman reportedly has a buyout of $5.8 million as there were 3 years left on his contract. He was given a one-year extension last summer, but reportedly that extension was never executed. Well, the Aggie volleyball team got a win over Lipscomb in four sets last night to advance to the second round of the NCAA tournament at Reed Arena. Now they've got a bigger hill to climb to play Kentucky tonight at 6:30 for a trip to the Sweet 16. The Aggies got 11 kills from Kelsey Black and 10 from Alicia Casmo in getting their 23rd win of the year. Kentucky advanced with a five-set win over Dayton in the early match yesterday, and they'll be playing tonight for a chance to return home to play. The winner goes to the Sweet 16 in Lexington, Kentucky. Aggie men's basketball team will host Stephen F. Austin tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Reed Arena. You'll hear that game here on 1620 WTAW. Also on 1620, you'll hear the Aggie women on Sunday at 11 o'clock as they go on the road to take on 13th-ranked Purdue. And then next Tuesday, it's on the road at number 2-ranked UConn. Sydney Carter says that they're not looking past Purdue, but
Coach Schaefer was telling us yesterday that we have a chance to break a 90-game winning home winning streak at UConn. And, we don't know about anybody else, but I'm fired up about that. And that is an opportunity that we should seize as a team and say, you know, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of the team that breaks that 90-game winning streak. So we're excited about it.
That game, again, will be at 11 o'clock on Sunday, and you'll hear the game here on 1620, not on 1150. Back to college football. The West Virginia Mountaineers are alive to get the Big East automatic berth to the Bowl Championship Series. Tyler Bittencourt kicked a 28-yard field goal as time expired, and West Virginia clinched a share of the Big East Championship by beating South Florida last night 30-27. The Pac-12 Championship is tonight, Oregon hosting UCLA in Rick Neuheisel's last game as the Bruins coach. The Ducks are a 31-point favorite. And good luck to Lexington and Burton, the last two Brazos Valley teams left in the high school football playoffs. The Eagles of Lexington will meet ARP tonight at 7:30 at the Waco ISD Stadium in the Class 2A Division II quarterfinals. Burton will meet defending state champion Falls City tonight in Buda in the Class 1A Division II quarterfinals. Falls City beat Burton 36-7 last year in this same round. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. For awards and more, I'm Tom Turbeville at 7:59. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards and More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards and More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs T-shirts, Awards and More will custom design the perfect T-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on
pecans.com to see all of the different flavored pecans, gift boxes, and more. Make sure you order your pies for Christmas dinner now. Royalty Pecans on Highway 21 at the Brazos River.
Chance of some rain coming up this weekend. Maybe today. We'll see. WTAW College Station, Brian. It's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. America's jobs picture appears to be better, a lot better. The unemployment rate fell to its lowest rate in more than 2.5 years, but looks could be deceiving. A live report in Washington from Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor.
The latest jobless rate is 8.6%. In October, it was 9%. The improvement is partly the result of employers hiring more people. They added 120,000 jobs in November. The Labor Department also revised its August and September numbers to show 72,000 other jobs added over those months. There is another less encouraging reason for the lower jobless rate. About 315,000 people gave up looking for work. When you do that, the government stops counting you among the unemployed. Ron?
And Steve, Wall Street is responding to that and continuing to express confidence in plans to fix Europe's debt problems. Dow futures are up 134 points. There are still wind warnings in Southern California. The storm that brought so much damage to six western states headed for the plains and Midwest. Live to Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago.
Ron, the wind will whip up through Oklahoma, Minnesota, and is expected to hit us here in Chicago on Sunday. Right now, damage stretches from California to Colorado, where a gust of 123 miles per hour was recorded. Beth Gray in Pasadena, California, watched two giant pine trees land on her car and house.
We're happy that everyone's okay, and we're just going through the motions of figuring out what to do.
I don't know. It's not like this happens every day.
Hundreds of thousands in several states have no power. Ron?
Jennifer, the Senate could not find common ground on a way to extend this year's payroll tax break into next year. And while that goes back to the drawing board, a $662 billion plan to fund the military passed by a vote of 93-7. But President Obama has threatened to veto it if it comes to him with strings attached on how to handle terror suspects. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Fox News.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Hi, Tom Turbeville here. It was several years ago after a hailstorm in College Station that I found myself in need of a new roof, and that was a first for me. Didn't really know how to go about arranging for that, how to file for the insurance, how to get a clue on how much I'd be paying out of my pocket. Really thought what a hassle this is going to be. Well, it wasn't, because I called Schulte Roofing. They did so much more than just put on a new roof, which they did in a day and a half professionally. And then, of course, did all the cleanup. I just had to sit and watch. Now, before they started, David came out, explained clearly all my options as far as the grade of roof I could get, the different warranties that came with, and right then and there told me to the penny how much I'd get from insurance and how much would be left for me to pay. So there were no questions. And something I thought would be a massive ordeal was quite simple for me. Call them at 1-800-4-ROOF or go to their website, SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte!
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Travelers Insurance Company, Hartford Insurance, Safeco Insurance, Kemper Insurance, America First Insurance, Hoham Prairie Insurance, United Fire Insurance, Texas Mutual, CNA Insurance, Allied Insurance, Hi, this is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. That was a list of just some of the over 30 insurance companies that our agency represents. Different companies offer different rates for different people. The question is, how do you know which company will offer you the best rate? The answer is simple. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie or call 694-1555 the next time you need insurance. We will match you with the company that offers you the best rate, and we will give you exceptional service. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're known by the companies we keep.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side. When you need us most, we're by your side.
WTNW News Time, 807, 60 degrees right now at the studios. Slight chance of showers today with a high in the mid-70s. We'll tell you more about the weather after this look at news brought to you by Merrymaids. This year, leave the holiday house cleaning to Merrymaids. Call now to request your holiday cleaning, 595-1111, 595-1111, or go to Merrymaids.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. As has become par for the course, social media and internet rumor drove the speculation about Mike Sherman's future as head football coach at Texas A&M, and it all came out Thursday night as the university announced it had fired Sherman. WTAW's Tom Turbeville has more.
Well, 500 was not good enough for A&M to continue Coach Mike Sherman's tenure as head football coach, not the 25-25 record over 4 years, nor the 6-6 record this regular season. And the school released Sherman last night, despite having 3 years remaining on his contract. Sherman reportedly met with members of the Board of Regents yesterday and was on the road recruiting when he got the word of his firing. Sherman's departure is immediate, and today it's expected that an interim coach will be named to lead the Aggies in a bowl game. Tom Turbeville, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And of course, the next round of speculation is already underway, and that revolves around the next head coach. You can read more online at WTAW.com. There's an Aggie leaving College Station that's not part of the football program. The department head of nuclear engineering is headed to Las Vegas, and the company managing and operating the National Nuclear Proving Ground. Officials at the Nevada National Security Site say Raymond Juzaitis will take over as president January 5th. The 59-year-old Juzaitis came to A&M 4 years ago. His department ranked second nationally for undergraduates and third for graduate students. House Republicans are drafting legislation to renew an expiring unemployment benefits program and intend to add that to an extension of payroll tax cuts in Social Security. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan favors letting the payroll tax cuts expire December 31st, saying the 2% tax reduction to employees is not working.
If you had to do something that was going to damage Social Security Trust Fund, it would have been better done on the employer side so that the employer would have had more money to hire more people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's going to be extended or not, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm not in favor of extending it because we need to be fixing Social Security, not accelerating its demise.
The measure is expected on the House floor as early as next week. The state is fighting the Justice Department over new district maps for 2012 congressional and state legislative elections.
A three-judge panel drew those maps. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott says over the past decade, Hispanics have begun to elect Republicans to the state legislature and to Congress.
And now what this three-judge panel has said, that if it doesn't count and it's not good for Republicans to elect Hispanics, instead they drew the maps so that the Hispanics who get elected have to be Democrats.
He calls that inappropriate and illegal map drawing by federal judges and is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn what he's calling judicial activism. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The state's electric power grid operator says Texas needs more generating capacity if it's to avoid repeats of last February's rolling blackouts and the summer's power supply crises. In statements issued Thursday, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas says extreme conditions this winter could mean a worst case of demand for 60,000 megawatts, with generation dipping to about 57,000 megawatts. It also said its reserve generating capacity will likely fall below the minimum target beginning next summer. ERCOT says decisions to mothball some outdated generation units, delays in planned generation, and higher demand expectations are all behind these projections. Get set for another BCS Christmas parade. Committee member Missy Peterson of Bryan Broadcasting says entries are up to 111 this year.
Most of our youth groups are all going to be elves in Santa's workshop. Santa doesn't come actually until the last float. because we don't want to confuse anybody. But along the way, we'll see lots of creative ideas for a look inside Santa's workshop.
A reminder to kids of all ages to write a letter to Santa and be sure to include your return address so St. Nick can reply. Sunday's parade starts at 2 from the A&M campus, east to University or east on University Drive to Texas Avenue, then north to the Tejas Center. Organizers of College Station's first Christmas at the Creek are looking for volunteers. The city's Sheila Walker says people are needed the next two Friday and Saturday nights at Wolfpin Creek Park.
We're looking for people to help us make and serve the hot cocoa and people to help sing on the hay rides and people just to answer questions and generally help guests. And so we'll give everyone a great orientation when they show up.
You can call the United Way Volunteer Center or the Wolfpin Creek office to sign up. And Santa Paws is also coming to town. Crystal Gervais of the Brazos Animal Shelter says it's a special promotion on Saturday from noon until 3.
What we're doing is there'll be a bake sale, a raffle. You can make your own ornaments, so you can bring out your pets or your small children and stamp their paw print or handprint onto the ornament.
Shelter representatives will also be at Christmas at the Creek event coming up tomorrow night. WTAW News time is 8:12. It's 60 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Merry Maids. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Where do you want to go for lunch today?
How about Ohana Korean Grill?
Korean food? I've never had Korean food.
Don't let the unknown scare you off. Stop by Ohana Korean Grill for a new delicious experience. Try bulgogi, thinly sliced flavorful beef served in a hot stone bowl. Or kalbi, soy marinated short ribs served in a cast iron skillet. Ohana Korean Grill uses the freshest ingredients in special marinades. To go or takeout orders welcome. Try something new for lunch. Ohana Korean Grill, located at 2501 South Texas Avenue, right next to 4.0 and Go in College Station. Call 680-9911.
Remember your childhood and the tradition of selecting the fresh Christmas tree? Experience it once again at the Farm Patch Christmas Tree Lot under the big red and white tent on University Drive. Noble and Fraser firs, white and Scotch pines, with or without the stands, traditional Christmas green or snowy flocked. The Farm Patch has beautiful, fresh, affordable Christmas trees as low as $29.95. Fresh garland, wreaths, and poinsettias too. And they even deliver. Look for the big red and white tent on University Drive behind TGI Fridays. And happy holidays from the Farm Patch.
The City of College Station's new holiday tradition is Christmas at the Creek, located at Wolfpin Creek Park, December 2nd and 3rd and 9th and 10th from 6 till 9. Still free are the lights, hay rides, cookies, hot chocolate, joy jumps, and more. Don't miss Pet Night, our baking contest and live performances. Plenty of parking at the Post Oak Mall, December 2nd and 3rd and 9th and 10th from 6 till 9. For more information about College Station's new holiday tradition, Christmas at the Creek, visit cstx.gov/Christmas.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:14, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
Through today, we'll see clouds and some occasional sun. There may be a few widely scattered showers, and temperatures fairly mild, around 70 this afternoon. Tonight's going to be mild, upper 50s, with mainly cloudy skies, and tomorrow's going to be a warm day. Low 70s, more clouds than sun, maybe a couple of scattered showers. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in 50s on Saturday night. We're holding in the 50s on Sunday, much cooler by then, with lots of clouds and some occasional showers. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The always effervescent Sheila Walker with us this morning from the city. Are there headphones? No, up there, there. There we go. Yeah. Put the headphones on. That way you can hear us talking about you. And here we go. Right, got that. Hey, Sheila, how you doing?
Hey, Scott.
All right.
Effervescent.
Effervescent. The effervescent.
You're like Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That means I'm a good hangover cure.
Hey, she was... No, you know what? There is no cure for a hangover. We're going to talk about that later on today.
There is.
Certainly not a sequel. That was a horrible movie.
Yeah, but it makes you feel better to try.
That's right.
I believe in Kool-Aid and a bologna sandwich.
Good for what ails you.
It's good for breakfast.
Is it a fried bologna?
Oh, that's scary. Yeah, that's twice today.
Slice in it,
yeah,
you know?
Okay. All right, that's fine. Anyway, feeding your dog snickerdoodles this morning, were you?
It was a self-feeding kind of thing. It was a help-yourself deal. Yeah. On the counter in the kitchen.
Of course, Sheila reigns supreme at the, what's it called? Wolfpin Creek?
Yeah. This is such an awesome interview.
I'm just going to horse laugh kind of over here.
It's the Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater, and of course it is Christmas at the Creek this year.
Christmas at the Creek.
Yeah, so what do you got going on?
Well, we've got so much going on, it's hard to say, Scott.
No. Yeah.
Free performances. We've got three live performances, three stages for live performances. We've got Photos with Santa. Of course, people are welcome to bring their own camera, or they can, for a small fee, they can purchase from us.
Everybody's got a camera in their phone, right? They can do that.
You know, everybody does it.
Yeah.
And doesn't have a phone. We had a man ask to borrow our phone last night when we were working at the park.
Really?
He said, you don't have a pay phone here, and I need to use the phone.
Wow.
It was amazing. So, anyway.
If only I knew somebody who used to be in the payphone business, I could ask him about that.
You know, isn't that funny?
Okay, anyway.
We can look that up.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got a live nativity scene both weekends. We've got free cookies and hot chocolate, free hay rides. We've got lots of fun things going on at the Art Center at the corner of Dartmouth and Holloman, and you ride the free hay ride to get over there. We've got arts and crafts for the kids. We've got lots of gourmet food trucks.
Oh, get out of here.
There's a little snow from Arctic Wolf.
Okay.
We've got a pet contest tomorrow night, which is big time fun. And next weekend, we've got the famous baking contest. So just oodles and gobs of fun. Go to cstx.gov/Christmas for all the details.
It's right there. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You bet. It's Sheila Walker from the City College Station. Visit with those folks on Friday on WTAW.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
817, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's kind of an odd situation today. First, we were going to have a candidates forum yesterday, and we're rescheduling that for next week. So that's the normal slot for the city of Bryan, and we had already rescheduled Bryan, and I said, hey, Alan, let's do this. Let's move to Friday. So we had both cities here today, and everything went fine, and here we are. How are
you? You know, there were all of us were here in the same room, and
I know.
Nothing bad happened.
You know, if a bomb had gone off, there'd been four bad jobs. Anyway, what's going on in the city?
Okay, I've got some reminders coming up. First of all, tonight, this evening, is First Friday in downtown Bryan. Great opportunity to start your Christmas shopping if you haven't already, or finish it up, or in the middle of it, however, get some Christmas shopping done First Friday. The vendors will be staying open late. Good opportunity there. Starts around, you know, I guess when it starts around dark. So go to downtownbryan.com, and they have all the information there. And then two deadlines are coming up on Monday. The first one is the deadline for entry in the Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade, which is a week from this evening.
Okay. So
that's next Friday evening at 6:30. First time we've brought that back in a long time. An entry form, downloadable entry form, is on downtownbryan.com. And then the other deadline is for the police departments. Bryan Police Officers Association are having their Blue Christmas Drive, where they're collecting toys and coats this year. It's the first time to collect coats. And the toy drive is actually ending Monday. That's the last day that they're accepting toys. They got to get them all sorted and ready to distribute later in that next week. So drop off your donations. There's a number of locations, the CVS on Texas and Villa Maria, the Bryan Police Department's probably the best place to go, and there's other locations, and that we've got those listed on our website at bryantx.gov.
Okay, we brought a guest.
We did. We have our economic development guy, Dennis Gearing.
Executive director of the, are you the executive director? Is that the official title?
Something like that.
All right, of the Bryan Business Council here this morning. So what's new? What's going on in the world of business in Bryan?
Well, I think we have a lot of activity going on. We had the dedication of the Blinn campus last week, I think, and they put the Allied Health Department out at the HSC.
That's the Health Science Center.
Health Science Center.
Right.
And they're taking down 53,000 square feet of space to expand their education for Allied Health. And I think that's, Blinn is a growing institution. We have 12,000 students here, and junior colleges are going to grow. That's where the growth is, and I think Blinn will be 25,000 students in another 10, 12 years.
Not to speak for Blinn, but I know you have to think about what their future is going to be. Obviously, Blinn acts as an on-ramp to Texas A&M for a lot of people. But there are some other opportunities that are available out there. What do you see now, and what do you think in the near future?
Well, in the near future, we're going to have more job training opportunities for more, not a college graduate, but for the second entry of the labor force. And, you know, the truth of the matter is we're a recruiting industry now, and we have several opportunities to do that, as I told you a little earlier. And we need to have trained labor forces for that, and then Blend is an excellent opportunity to handle that, and which is one of the strategic plans that we have here at Bryan to help Blend expand that base, find a way to have a location for them, much like we did out here. See, they took 53,000 square feet out of 127,000 square foot building. So, and there, in time, they will have to have a place to go other than that. So we got to think long term strategically, and we got to look at what we can do for them. And it's just like Texas A&M. You know, hello, when you and I were here, Scott, how many students do we have?
Yeah, I don't know, what, 7,000, 8,000? Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And 7,000 or 8,000 students, okay. What is it today? 50,000, but it's going to cap out there, you know. And so we have an opportunity to grow another educational sector in our community. And as you know, education in Texas A&M has been the primary economic wagon for the community. Without that, we'd be something else.
Sure. Now, obviously, we know about the biomedical corridor, what the Health Science Center has meant. But there have to be some other areas where business development is taking place. Kind of give us a peek into what kind of development is going to happen in what areas of the city that
you
see.
The other side of that coin is Texas Triangle Park, which is the new park that we're developing on the north side of Bryan on 2818 and 6. And the truth of the matter is we're developing 191 acres that will have rail siding, and we're promoting industry, manufacturing, and expansion. In fact, we have two prospects right now that we're working with that I think we're number one on their list. So if we are able to achieve both of those, well, we're looking at some 250 jobs.
So that'll be on the west side of 2818 and 6, right, if you're going to have the rail there, right?
Right, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what kind of what are we looking at there? Is that light industry? What's the...
Oh, you know, it's... You know, there's a lot of things we'd like to have, but, you know, we got to go with what the market tells us, what it dictates. And right now it's light manufacturing, and there's manufacturing coming back to the states that we've not seen. In fact, we've had more interest in that side of the coin than we have anything. You know, even Tayo printing out there has expanded since they've been wow. since they came 2 years ago, and that's another $1 million worth of expansion.
Man or woman on the street, Dennis Gehring is our guest. He's the executive director of the Bryan Business Council. A man and woman on the street would immediately think, when you're trying to lure a company here, tax abatements would be what you do. Is that still part of the equation, and what else is out there?
Well, I think we have tax abatement, but you know, that's part of the game today. And without some tax abatement or incentives, other communities are going to be competitive, and we won't be in the game. So you have to pull up those incentives to make the deals work. And you know, you have a lot of other factors. You got some 380 grants, and there are several things that...
What is a 380 grant?
It's just a grant that's put together by the city that kind of finds different ways to introduce incentives.
Okay, so a city-level grant.
It's
I just didn't know where
grant,
that
right.
was. Okay. Now, who's Bryan competing with right now as far as cities are concerned or entities are concerned?
Everybody.
Okay.
I mean, we're not alone in this race. Every town in Texas that I know of is competing for industry, okay? Everybody wants growth. Everybody wants a little bit of... growth that they can add. So yes, everybody has an economic development department that's aggressive and growing and making things happen.
Well, and we want this because this helps to keep our taxes low. It's
yes,
important.
Sir.
It is important to do.
What else? You got to have growth for.
Yes,
hey, we got kids graduating,
yeah,
going. We got to find jobs for them. There's a way, and we got to promote that.
Well, you and I have both been here long enough. We know that what would happen is people would graduate and leave.
That's right.
Or they would leave to go to college and never come back. And we need those people to come back, or we need them to never leave. Mm-hmm. And that's how we grow that base. What else on your horizon?
Well, we're still working aggressively on the bio corridor. And I think in summation, I think a lot of people really don't realize or understand what we have out there. The truth of the matter is we've in the last 3 years, we've completed 535,000 square feet of properties. Okay. and in four different buildings. But what's really important is, you know, the first two are university-oriented, okay? The second two are privately owned and financed. In other words, out of the $238 million that's been spent on facilities, $110 million has come from the private side and privately owned and privately financed. Plus the fact it's on the 50 acres that we set aside in the HSC corridor. And that 50 acres is publicly private property, meaning it, we can generate a tax base back to the cities and schools and the county along with the joint venture with the university. And I think that's a major, major, major wagon that we've been able to integrate here in the last few. In fact, we've received a lot of compliments from the university, and they want to do more of that. Right. So
there you go. Dennis Gehring. How many payphones did we have here? Because he used to be in the payphone business. That's why I'm saying that. How many did we have here? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I just wondered because, yeah, we were talking about that earlier, down at Wolf Bend Creek. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You bet.
Always good to find out what's going on the business side. Dennis Gehring from the City of Bryan.
Bring on the jobs. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. The U.S. labor market got stronger last month. The national unemployment rate fell to 8.6%. It's the first time since March the jobless rate dipped below 9%, and now it's at its lowest level in 2.5 years. The Labor Department report also shows the economy added 120,000 new jobs last month, and October's numbers were revised higher. That's boosting futures. NASDAQ futures are ahead 22 points. S&P futures ahead by 12, indicating some gains at the opening bell. SUVs are making a comeback. The big three U.S. automakers all reported domestic sales gains for November, and the gains were helped along by more sales of SUVs and pickup trucks. The recession and high gas prices drove folks into smaller cars for a while, but analysts say gas prices below $4 a gallon are rekindling interest in bigger vehicles. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Bravo Brazos Valley, the Arts Council of the Brazos Valleys. Chris Dyer was along in the studio to talk about what's happening, and also Brazos Valley Troop was along. Here's Chris.
Yeah, we have Christmas at the Creek coming up today and tomorrow, which will be Friday, Saturday, and then the 9th and the 10th, the following weekend at Wolf Pen Park in College Station.
Mm-hmm.
Lighting displays, it's free for your family, bring the family out. A lot of booths and artists, exhibits, live performances, all sorts of stuff, and again, it's free for the entire family. So come to the Arts Center. We have a great show going on. And we have all the food trucks in Bryan College Station there. We'll have Veritas, Madden's, and Cake Junkie, and a lot of different things going on. And I've heard there's going to be a snow hill at the Arts Center. So that'll be a really cool thing to bring the family out to do.
You got some guests here for Brazos Valley Troop. Something going on.
I do. We have a couple of guests that I know will talk quite a bit. And so I'll just leave it up to M.A. I don't want to take up any more of his time.
No, M.A. can do it. M.A., get there behind the microphone. You all have got a couple of things going on this month, and the thing that's going on immediately, that's really going on right now, the best Christmas pageant ever. Talk about that.
Yes. This is our fifth time in 17 years producing the show. It seems to get better every time. The story is, Barbara Robinson's story is just classic, and we put our own little stamp of Troop on it, and it makes it even more special, I think, with the music and stuff that we add to it. It's a lot. It's gonna be great.
How many on stage for this one?
44.
Oh my goodness!
Notice I said 44, and as you know, only and less than that's less than 10 adults, so we're outnumbered, and we can't do anything about it.
And you keep them all round up. You got something else after this? Before
we got
holidays?
2 weeks of Christmas pageant going on, and then the 16th and 17th we've got our Laugh Out Loud. Sort of holiday edition, ha ha ha, ho ho ho, with our improv, but also with some musical parody and some funny music, some funny Christmas music as well. So if you need a laugh for Christmas, which everybody does after you spend all this money and everything, come out and laugh with us. It's going to be great.
Best Christmas pageant ever started last night. It'll run tonight and tomorrow night, then next weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. M.A. Sterling tells you how to get tickets.
Yeah, you just call 846-4903, or right. You can BVTTIX at yahoo.com. You can email that and get your reservations in.
Now, M.A. brought along one of his actors and a parent with Brazos Valley Troop, Sandra Liss, and she's going to talk to us next week about the thrill of working with her daughter and with Brazos Valley Troop as the play does run not only this weekend but next weekend too. But Chris Dyer has more to tell you what's going on with the Arts Council.
Yeah, definitely don't stay in your house when you have all the family in and, you know, there's a lot to do out in the community. Just about every performing group has a great Christmas-themed show going on. But also over at Post Oak Mall, as you're doing that last-minute shopping, as we always do, Tom Wilkinson, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but he has the Snow Village, which is one of the, as I understand, one of the largest collections in the United States of miniature Christmas village models and things like that. So we have that set up over at the Post Oak Mall starting, Friday, and it's running through most of December, and various nonprofit groups are manning the gate on that. And for a donation, you can come in, see the village, tour it, and it's very impressive. I mean, thousands and thousands of pieces. And they've been setting it up all for the past month and a half, so it's something really impressive. And the Arts Council has their group there starting next week and for 2 weeks, so we'll be there. So come out and support a local nonprofit, and it's something fun to take the stress out of the holiday shopping. Get in there, and it'll take you away for a while. A lot of fun. And we'll have that going on during Christmas at the Creek as well, so go check that out. Also, get over to the Arts Council, do your Christmas shopping, Artisan's Corner, local Brazos Valley artists. Good time to get over there and buy something local.
That's the Arts Council News. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates.
WTAW News Time, 8:32, 61 degrees right now at the studio. Slight chance of showers today, mid-70s for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. A whirlwind 24 hours driven by rumor and speculation came to a climax Thursday night as Texas A&M fired head football coach Mike Sherman. WTAW's Tom Turbeville has been following the story and has more.
Coach Mike Sherman reportedly got the final word of his firing while on the road recruiting last night. He had met with Board of Regents members earlier in the day. Sherman's 25-25 record over 4 years and 6-6 record this season evidently weren't good enough numbers as the Aggies venture to the tough SEC West division next season. The school says that the buyout for Sherman's final 3 years of his current contract will be some $5.8 million. An interim coach will be named probably today to lead A&M in the bowl game. Tom Turbeville, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
More speculation is underway now as to whom the Aggies will target as their next head coach. We'll have more information as the story develops, and of course you can follow it along online at WTAW.com. The new leader of the company that manages and operates the National Nuclear Proving Grounds north of Las Vegas will come from Texas A&M. The head of the school's nuclear engineering department is leaving after 4 years. 59-year-old Raymond Juzaitis will start January 5th as president of the Nevada National Security Site. Before coming to College Station, Juzaitis worked at the Los Alamos and Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories. A&M's program is ranked second among undergraduates and third among graduate students nationally. Congressman Bill Flores isn't planning on extending a cut of the Social Security payroll tax. Flores says the 2% reduction on the employees' portion of the payroll tax just further bankrupts the Social Security program.
And that 2% tax cut really didn't do a lot to stimulate the economy. The metrics are not showing that it worked. If you had to do something, it was going to damaged Social Security trust fund. It would have been better done on the employer side so that the employer would have had more money to hire more people.
Officials say House Republicans are drafting legislation to renew an expiring unemployment benefits program and intend to add it to the payroll tax cut extension due to run out on December 31st. A federal judge in Houston has issued prison sentences to two of four people who pleaded guilty to robbing a Houston bank and then bragging about it on Facebook. Prosecutors say Estefany Daniela Martinez was sentenced Thursday to 15 months in prison, while Arturo Solano drew a 10-month sentence. Both pleaded guilty to bank robbery and embezzlement of bank funds. Authorities say Martinez, who's 18 and a fellow bank teller, recruited Solano and his and the other teller's brother to steal more than $62,000 in the March heist. An anonymous tip led investigators to Facebook posts Martinez posted on her boyfriend's page proclaiming, quote, "I'm rich." Examples of being inside Santa's workshop will be in full force Sunday afternoon at the 85th Annual BCS Christmas Parade. Committee member Missy Peterson of Bryan Broadcasting reminds everyone to bring a letter for Santa Claus.
And as long as they have a return address, which their parents can help them write, they will receive a letter back from Santa Claus just in time for Christmas.
Santa's sleigh caps 111 entries in this year's parade, which begins Sunday afternoon at 2, rain or shine. The route is the traditional route from University and Polo, the intersection of University Drive and Polo Drive on the A&M campus, east to Texas Avenue along University Drive, then north to the Tejas Center along Texas. College Station's Christmas at the Creek debuts tonight at Wolfpin Creek Park. Sheila Walker with the city says they still need volunteers to serve refreshments, sing on hay rides, and answer general questions.
We still need a few volunteers for all four nights of holiday celebrations. Most of the shifts start around 5 o'clock or 5:30, and you can work 2 hours or 4 hours.
Advance registration is requested. You can call the Wolfpin Creek office or the United Way Volunteer Center. Brazos Animal Shelter is launching the holiday season with a special promotion. Crystal Gervais says the fundraiser includes the opportunity to customize ornaments with paw prints and small hands.
We're going to have bows and different types of Christmas things that we'll be selling, and that's during our open hours on Saturday.
The event is called Santa Paws. It's tomorrow from noon until 3 at the shelter on Leonard Road. And if you have a proclivity for profanity, especially when in pain, it could actually be therapeutic.
New research says that if you're in pain, swearing can help. A study published in the Journal of Pain found that swearing increased both a person's pain tolerance and heart rate. In a trial where volunteers' hands were submerged in freezing water, those who repeated swear words were able to tolerate the cold for twice as long as those who were not allowed to use expletives. House Call for Health, I'm Colleen Capon, Fox News Radio.
WTIW News Time is 8:37, 61 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. Rebates are available on all Polaris youth models of ATVs at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. They sell fun, not tractors. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTIW.
The best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2012 have arrived. They're at Polaris Fun Center right now, just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. At Polaris Fun Center, you can get financing as low as 2.99% on any Polaris ATV or side-by-side, plus up to $1,000 in rebates on all remaining 2011 models. Shop the legendary Sportsman, Powerful Rangers, and Razor Sharp Razors at Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria in Bryan, where they sell fun, not tractors.
This Christmas, we're asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. These children are specially selected and wouldn't have a Christmas present without your help. Choose a Christmas angel from the tree set up at both Bluebaker locations, 201 Dominic and College Station and 800 University Drive across from the Hilton. You can also see the children's wishes at mychristmasangels.com. These children have Christmas wishes like any child. We hope you'll choose to help them on Christmas morning.
It's back, it's at the Brazos Center, and it's bigger and better than ever before. The 30th Annual Christmas Shoppers Arts and Crafts Show and Sale. This Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th. Tons of great Christmas gift-giving ideas, lots of hand-painted and handcrafted items, and unique and one-of-a-kind Christmas gift items. There'll be over 100 booths filled with Christmas crafts, fine arts, ceramics, stained glass, homemade soaps, jellies and jams, wood crafts, a huge selection of handmade jewelry, wearable art, t-shirts, sweatshirts, dresses. dresses, children's clothing, country folk art, handcrafted toys, dolls, handmade Christmas decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and tree sculptures. All perfect, unique Christmas and holiday gifts for the ones you love. It's Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on both days. Refreshments will be available, so bring the whole family and your friends and make one stop for all your Christmas shopping this year. It's the 30th Annual Christmas Shoppers Arts and Crafts Show and Sale this weekend at the Brazos Center in Bryan.
Protect your car and equipment engines with quality fuels from Producers Cooperative. For every gallon of E10 gasoline and low-sulfur diesel fuel from Producers contains a premium additive that fights moisture and improves lubricity. Results mean less downtime and fewer repairs. It's good insurance. Begin your protection today with fuel from Producers. High-performance fuels, quality service, outstanding results. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan. Or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary.
Hey, it's 840, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by College Station Medical Center, the area's only hospital with a Cycle 3 accredited chest pain center. If you have chest pain, nowhere to go. Visit csmedcenter.com to learn more.
Periods of clouds and sunshine through today with a chance of a shower or two. Just a few of those out there. High temperature around 70 this afternoon. Tonight we're back in the upper 50s, so it's going to be a mild night with lots of clouds. And then tomorrow we may squeeze out a shower here and there. Temperature low 70s. Chance of showers in mid-50s on Saturday night. And much cooler on Sunday, mid to upper 50s with more clouds than sun. And some occasional showers with a slight chance of a thunderstorm as well. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And looking at the radar out there, because there would be radar that it's racing, continuing to race. Actually, it's kind of...
Are they racing in Austin?
No. They're going to. You know, you brought me that story, and I never had time to get to that, and it's still timely. But anyway, actually, it looks to be like there's some rain up there in Falls County, and God knows they need a good rinsing up out there. But and it's just barely past the farthest western edge of Brazos County, but doesn't look like the prospect of rain looks good for today. But the numbers are just spectacular. I mean, you realize the chance of having a rain-soaked Santa at the BCS parade is looking better and better.
There's a reaction.
You mean the holiday parade?
Yeah, the holiday parade. Oh. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, it's the he's not happy about that. Oh, that got him up. Got him
Christmas
up off
parade.
The
the 85th annual Bryan College Station Christmas parade.
Oh. He's the boss. Hey, Texas broadcaster of the year.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
He's
still
the general manager.
Yeah.
He'll always be T-boy to us.
Yeah. You're always.
Wait, not up in here. Not up in here. Area man, Mr. Ben Dow.
Okay, so does
we
it
need
because
to add boss of the year to that? Because as you know, I am that.
That's right. You're the boss of the year.
Okay, to see it, we're going to have to continue to do that because you know they still call Newt Gingrich Mr. Speaker. Okay,
sure.
He hadn't been the speaker in a long time. So are we going to have to call you boss of
Scott's
the year?
Whining.
Yeah. And all this.
Well, it's like president. It's
the day that ends in Y.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's a point I've been making all along. Glad you noticed. It should take more than about a year or two.
Anyway, noticed that. Yeah,
I am a little disappointed. Disappointed in the weather that it waits 18 months to decide to have rain on our parade.
True.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah. And this was our all-inclusive parade, too. I mean, we had everybody in it.
Oh.
We had 100 and we had 1 million entries.
Could there be any other groups that have not gotten a slot in this parade?
We're all there. Yeah. I think we're all there.
The
way it works is unless there's lightning, unless there's...
Tom gets on a gator and bitches people out. That's it. Oh, okay.
Wow.
You know, we did.
Oh, we're leaving that behind now, aren't we?
I don't know. That occupied at least 10 minutes at the post-parade party last year.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it was under the topic of, we went through the agenda. It was called, what the hell got into Tom?
This is becoming very uncomfortable.
Well, that's okay.
It's okay.
There's two sides to every story.
While we're being awkward on the radio, let's talk about Jesus.
While we're at it. Yeah. The way it works, unless there's cloud to ground lightning hitting in parking lot 50, that parade goes, baby.
What time's it go?
It goes at 2:00 on Sunday. And if you,
not 2:01.
Yeah. And if you figure out, if you make your own call. I mean, if you got a bunch of 4-year-olds on a float, then you probably, and if it's pouring down rain, then that's fine. But then again, we've had this parade. in the midst of 80% chance of rain before. All it's got to do is be dry for 4 hours, we just zip along. So.
But just the idea of being able to watch Penny and Rod in a cold, slanting rain is, you know.
Remember the year that they turned on the water sprinklers?
Yeah, I remember that.
They forgot to turn the sprinkler system off. Yeah. That was great. You got to, Penny hit a note she's never hit outside of your flute before. You know?
That's right. That's right. She replicated her flute.
Damn, Penny, that's pretty good. That's all right, girl. Good for
you. Our version of Friday Night Football stories. You wouldn't believe the time that.
Yeah. Oh, we got lots of those. Yeah. We got a whole bunch of those. Like the time that Tom lost his temper.
Man, he won't let it go,
No.
Okay. It all ended well. Anyway, the way it works is we'll have it. If you wonder if the parade's canceled, the odds are that it is not, because it never has been. Yeah. But we'll put it on our website if something happens. But the parade won't be canceled. It is going to step off at 2:00, all the entries make their own decision. If they show and go, they show and go. If you're in a car club or a tractor or something, it's a little mist doesn't bother you. If you got a bunch of folks, grown ups and everything, they can put on some parkas and off they go.
It's a chance to just be one with the public.
The public shows up pretty good for these. As a person who's seen all of them,
I
get to see the crowd. There's about a bazillion minivans backed up with their doors lifted up as kind of a rain
Cooler's
shield
open
up
and
there.
It's
all right.
Got their fruit punch going and their little boxes of juice and
it's going to happen. I mean, it always has. Yeah. Like I say, it could rain, it could storm, it could call it off for 4 hours, and that's all we need. From about 11 o'clock until 3:30, 4 o'clock, all I want.
Call it good.
That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's Mr. Down's view of the big Christmas parade.
Whatever, but anyway, yeah. So there was another Santa sighting last night at Holiday Magic at the City of Bryan, and that one went off without a hitch last night. Golly, must have been 300 kids there picking up candy canes from Santa Claus.
There you are.
And we were able to run a bunch of kids through because we had a professional photographer there taking pictures, as opposed to mom and dad getting into a little tiff over who was supposed to have charged the battery in the camera.
They got into a tax increment finance zone?
You think of everything.
That city's always looking for a way to make more money.
Isn't that where we were?
Yeah, one more tiff.
But, last year it was funny. I thought you charged up the camera. No, you were supposed to charge the camera. Well, the battery won't. Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
33 years ago, we had a simple idea. Make the best vehicles in America and once a year offer them with special savings. Today, it's a phenomenon. Toyota Thon is back. Now's the time to get an incredible deal on the Toyota you've been waiting for. Toyota Thon's the one place you'll see the reinvented 2012 Camry with higher rated MPG, 10 standard airbags, and an average MSRP lower than last year's model. Now get zero APR for 36 months on a new 2011 Corolla, or pocket $750 cash back, or lease for $179 a month for 36 months with $2199 due at signing. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a complimentary maintenance plan with roadside assistance. The biggest and best sales event of the year is going on now. Hurry to your Toyota dealer today. KBB.com. Cash back through TMS and GST. Financing through TFS. Lease based on model 1838. No security deposit required. Tax, title, and license extra. See dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. All offers on approved credit. Offer ends 12/5/2011.
8:48. We do have one more Santa.
I love it when all the commercials have Christmas music in them. I live for this time of year. I mean, we got music in the halls.
We played Giselle McKenzie this morning. That
came as after a struggle, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's here. I had it, and I hadn't thought about it. I was off in another direction. Excuse me, but the boys browbeat me into playing.
Dave South asks me when you're going to play that Rivers song.
Yeah, that's it.
Tom Rivers? What's his
name? No, Bob Rivers.
Bob Rivers. Oh, yeah. Because that is his favorite parody of songs.
Which Bob Rivers song?
Walking Around in Women's Underwear.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll start that probably next week. Yeah.
Well, I think you usually save that for the big. All You Need Is Elves is pretty good, too.
I'm going to do Police Tow My Car, too.
anyway, we do have another Santa sighting tomorrow. Saturday, tomorrow. From, I think, about noon or so, Santa's going to be at the Oval Office at the Bush Library taking pictures.
Oh, sitting in the big chair?
Yeah, yeah, Santa's going to be there.
And
if you want to come over and have your picture made with Santa, you can just come on by the library.
All right, what time till what time?
You know, I got to check on that, but I know it includes noon. So,
okay.
So sometimes
hang out around
it could be 11 to 2, it could be 12 to 2, but I know noon
is
included
part of the
in
equation.
There somewhere.
All right, very good.
Aggie owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
If I say microbrewery to you, you know what that means. They make the beer right there. I'm going to tell you about a micro winery where they make the wine right there. Now, the grapes aren't grown there because it's on Harvey Road and right down from Post Oak Mall, but it is the Perrine Winery. And they make the wine right there. Now, you can go in and try the wine. You can buy a glass or you can buy a whole bottle if you want to. You can bring your own food, in fact, and enjoy food from restaurants around and come in if you want to, you know, what kind of wine goes with whatever. You can match that up. So if you find a wine that you like, the folks there will prepare an entire batch for you. It's about 90 bottles. And they'll bottle it, cork it, the whole thing, put the label on it. Or you can do that yourself, bring your friends together and kind of have a bottling party at Perrine Winery. If you want a custom label, they can create that for you. They also do half bottles, which would be great for gifts as well. Takes about 4 weeks to make the wine, but you're going, well, what if I want to do that right now? Well, they're always making wine at Perrine Winery, so if you want to get a batch of what they're doing right now, what they're making right now, they can cut you a deal there. They're open Wednesday through Thursday from 4 until 8, Fridays from 4 to 10, open until 10 on Saturday night, and then Sundays noon to 5. Here's a website. It's Perrine Winery, P-E-R-R-I-N-E, winery.com, or you can call Beth or Rick to find out more about it, 703-1843. Perrine Winery, a micro winery right there on Harvey Road. Kind of interesting. Hey, let's give away 695-1620 from our buddies at Brazos Valley Troop, Aggieland's Ambassadors of the Arts.
Yes, a big deal
they got going on. It's the best Christmas pageant ever, and I have certificate good for four people.
For four people, and it's good. Any of their performances, they got a performance tonight and tomorrow night and then next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep, 695-1620, 695-1620, and they're over on East 29th Street, is that right?
That's right. And what you're going to win is a pass that's good for four tickets.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep. So there, can do that and be the bestest friends of three other people if you want to call up and get that 695-1620. All right, City of Detroit.
Duck and cover.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Obviously continuing to be on the edge of financial ruin. The latest idea to save Detroit now is a lottery.
Like a Shirley Jackson lottery?
A state legislator from Detroit, I'm shocked, says that the legislature is going to meet next week with the Michigan lottery officials to talk about a lottery whose proceeds would be specifically targeted for Detroit. Okay, I know. Why don't they just have a big garage sale?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that people in like the UP of Michigan would love to give money to Detroit. Let's just do that. Now, the problem is, if Detroit becomes the sole beneficiary of this special lottery, the state could then take back millions of dollars that they're already sending to the school system from current lotteries. Because that's part of the deal, just like it is here. All the money's for the children, remember? Yeah. Do the lottery because all the money's for the children. Well, they're telling the same story.
Everything
there
that falls inside this circle.
Yeah. Over there.
Yeah.
So they might lose that money if they get this special lottery. So we'll see how that plays out. Oh, this got to make you feel good. We don't talk about this very much. But how are those elections going in Egypt? Have you noticed this is not going well? The Islamist parties pretty much dominate. Now, they do their elections in a different way. They have rounds. I think they have three rounds in Egypt, but it's not doing well. The Muslim Brotherhood, about 50% of the vote all by themselves. And then there's some groups. There's a group called the Salafi Islamists who are even more fundamental and ultra-conservative, and they're winning seats too. So Don't know exactly how it's going to go. It's one of those be careful what you wish for deals. But they still have two or three more rounds of elections. Okay, so we were talking earlier this morning. Who's going? Zynga's going
yes.
IPO?
Yes.
Okay. Facebook is doing an IPO too. And the economy is not a good economy. So you're saying, why would you do this now? Why don't you wait until things are a little bit better? Well, the New York Times is saying that the company has been handing out so many shares of their stock that federal regulators say, the rules have changed. Because the law says companies with more than 500 shareholders have to file reports, including financial audits, to the SEC. So Facebook has probably passed that mark because a lot of employees who worked there for a long time exercised their options, selling their shares out to private investors to make money. And $1.5 billion in shares of the company has gone to private investors through Goldman Sachs. So they probably have more than 500 shareholders now. That's why they, by regulation, now have to have an IPO. So Zynga may be in the exact same situation. They may have done that and, you know, started passing out shares like drunken sailors and, oh, I'm sorry. offend all the sailors out there that as a result they have to do that.
Yeah, we got a lot of ships in port here in our landlocked county.
Dang so. Right. Hey, comes now the story of the 14-year-old in New York City who pepper sprayed her classmates. Happened Tuesday. Eight of them are in the hospital with minor injuries after the event. Police have issued a summons to the student who attends the Academy for Social Action.
Oh, that sounds pleasant.
It does. The school's principal did not respond to a request for comment from the New York Daily News. That's it. Nothing like going ahead and pepper spraying your classmates. I think that's a nice thing. And if you think texting while driving is bad, this could be even worse.
Mm.
Metro says that a school bus driver in England caught on video doing Sudoku while driving the bus full of kids.
Oh, good.
Very nice.
That's pretty much a step up from texting.
That's true. I mean, actually, you know, trying to do the thought process. Allegedly filled in answers with a pen.
Oh, a confident Sudoku player.
Very much. With the Sudoku book resting on the steering wheel during heavy rush hour traffic. Company that operates the bus line has fired the guy. Thank you. Duh. No brainer. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. I suppose that, you know, the driver could argue that if they were in heavy traffic and it was stopped, that
sure, you know, but
what's the harm?
That's right. Put it right there on the steering wheel so as not to be distracted.
Just Brakes.
Bah, humbug. My brakes squeak.
During the holidays, Just Brakes will install new front and rear pads, machine rotors, and perform a brake safety and car maintenance check for $99.88.
Just $99.88? Do you gift wrap?
With our lifetime parts and labor warranty.
Front and rear pads gift wrapped in a lifetime warranty for $99.88? That's a holiday treat. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
most vehicles. Offer ends December 31st. Additional repairs at additional cost are required or suggested on most cars. See store for guarantee terms.
Protect your car and equipment engines with quality fuels from Producers Cooperative. For every gallon of E10 gasoline and low sulfur diesel fuel from Producers contains a premium additive that fights moisture and improves lubricity. Results mean less downtime and fewer repairs. It's good insurance. Begin your protection today with fuel from Producers. High performance fuels, quality service, outstanding results. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan. Or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. The boss is coming to Austin. Bruce Springsteen will be the keynote speaker at the 2012 South by Southwest Music Festival. Annual event.
Is he going to speak or sing?
Well, yeah. He's the speaker. He's the keynote speaker.
Oh, really?
But I bet he'll sing.
What's he going to say? I was born in the USA.
Yeah. I was born down in the dead man's town.
Yeah,
the first
exactly.
lick I took was when I hit the ground.
It just doesn't come across as well.
No, it doesn't. Oh. Anyway.
He's going to riff like William Shatner.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
Yeah.
Now, March 13th, obviously, it's a big deal. Bruce and the E Street Band are going to hit the road next year for a world tour. So there you are.
Uh-huh.
And Coca-Cola says it'll stop production of the new white holiday cans just 1 month after they hit the shelves. Not a big hit. Did not work well. Once again, not as bad as the new Coke thing, but not good. Not a good plan here. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
First nuclear chain reaction took place. Planned.
Really? Oh, planned. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You know where it was? Under the football stadium.
Yeah, at the University of Chicago.
Right. They used to be a powerhouse.
Yeah.
110 years ago, the first safety razor with disposable blades by a fellow named King Gillette in Chicago. Yeah. He sold 51 razors. A year later, he sold 12 million of those little blue blades, so it worked out. And the first, very first, Model A rolled off the production line and into some 36 cities in U.S., Canada, and Europe. And Thriller. Remember the Thriller video?
Oh, sure.
A pretty amazing thing.
Oh, yeah.
1981, 30
yeah,
years ago
was.
On this day. Okay, wow. 45 seconds.
Okay. There are no new wide release movies coming out.
Oh.